Amen.
Sister Saints, I want to thank the Lord for Grace. She's 8 today, and I'm going to be 11 on Tuesday.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I am sure that I don't realize the keys I have from the Lord to unlock His kingdom to others round, to give love and restore. But I find so many things in my life make me weak and cloud up my way. Then I can't be the strength that I should be to those who are looking my way. If I don't draw from the fountain, how can the thirsty drink for me? If I don't keep my eyes on Jesus Christ, then the blind will never see. To lead someone from far away, I need to walk close to Him each day. If I don't draw from the fountain, how can the thirsty dream for me?
We were called to be a witness. We were called to be a light, a pure, refreshing water of hope to a world that's never right. If there's a hungry heart who needs to be filled with the love that is put in my soul, let me always be available so the rivers of mercy can flow.
If I don't draw from the fountain, how can the thirsty drink for me? If I don't keep my eyes on Jesus Christ, then the blind will never see. To lead someone from far away, I need to walk close to Him each day. If I don't draw from the fountain, how can the thirsty dream for me? Flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. If I don't draw from the fountain, how can the thirsty dream for me? If I don't keep my eyes on Jesus Christ, then the blind will never see. To lead someone from far away, I need to walk close to Him each day. If I don't draw from the fountain, how can the thirsty dream for me? If I don't draw from the fountain, how can the thirsty drink for me?
Hallelujah.
I was sick, deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained with, oh, sinking to rise no more. Hallelujah. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now say, am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. Love lifted me. sing love so mine and so true, merits my soul's bestowed. Faithful loving service to it belong. Oh yeah, love, oh love lifted me, love lifted me. Jesus completely saved. He will lift you by his love out of the angry, out of the waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved to.
You may be seated. There's been some wonderful items this morning. I think the sisters wanted to sing as well, but I think their message got through a bit late. So if the sisters want to come now, the sisters who wanted to sing, please feel free to come forward now. Amen. It's so good to polish the talents and use them for the Lord. Amen. And start when they're young. It's wonderful. Brother James, it was nice. We do thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
burdens are lifted at Calvary. Ooh. Jesus is weary.
Burdens are lifted.
Burdens are lifted at Calvary.
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 Burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Oh,
Jesus is bearing
me. Father, we thank you that burdens are lifted at Calvary, Lord, and we bring our burdens unto thee upon this day, just each and every one of us as your people. Father, we just want to surrender ourselves into your hands. Father, we desire you'd have the preeminence. We pray that you'd be glorified, even as you've been glorified, Lord, in the praises of your people upon this day. We pray your special blessing upon each person that has come, Lord, to bring their gift, Lord, and Father, offer it unto you and present it before you upon this day. And Lord, you believe these were appropriate gifts, Lord. You believe that these are gifts that, Father, would identify you, Lord. And we just want to identify you once again upon this day. And Father, how we need your mercy just to get into your word upon this day. That the same spirit of grace that has been in worship, Father, would be the same spirit, Lord, that would overshadow our souls, Lord. That, Father, there would be the glory above the ark upon this day. That, Father, you would overshadow the mercy seat inside of your people, Lord. And Father, just bring us, Lord, into that place that you desire us to be. If there's any sin, any trespass, any discord, Father, we bring it, Lord, in the presence of your blood upon this day. And we just ask and pray that the blood would just make a perfect atonement, Lord. And Father, that the voice of the blood would address upon this day whatever needs to be addressed, Lord. And that every soul would just be in a condition, Father, just to be yielded and surrendered unto thee. Father, just to follow your leadership, Lord, and just to follow the guidance, Lord, of your grace, that you'd lead us and guide us, Lord, to the place that you'd have us to be. We're praying for every need in our midst upon this day. Father, we just come, Lord, just based on the words of that song, that burdens are lifted at Calvary, Lord. Our burden for our brother Denzel, Lord, we bring that burden to Calvary, Lord, because you know, Lord, and we just testify upon this day that when you said it is finished, Lord, it is finished. So, Father, we know that it was finished, Lord, and we just pray that you'd overshadow the faith of our brother, Lord, that you'd speak unto his soul, that you'd help him, Lord, that he'd look away to the brazen serpent upon this day, that he would see sin that's already been judged, that he would see healing that's already been provided, Lord, that, Father, he'll cast his burden upon the Lord, and, Father, that you'll manifest yourself, that your glory, Lord, would visit him in that place, Lord, that you'd raise him up, Lord, as a testimony of your glory, we'd ask and pray, Lord, and our brother Vlad as well, raise him up, Lord, and, Father, them that are at work in different places upon this day, how we do commit them into thine hands. Watch over your people and bless them, we ask and pray. Bless my brothers that interpret upon this day. Father, bless the musicians, Lord. We thank you for them, Lord. Bless each officer, Father, in the post of duty, Lord. We've come into your house upon this day, Lord, because we want to have communion and fellowship with you, Lord. And Father, we just pray that you'd help us, Lord, drop the veil behind us, Lord, and just shut us in with thee, Lord, that there might be, Father, a special time of communion with thee is our desire. Father, have the preeminence, we pray. Be glorified, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Saints, let's open up 1 Samuel chapter 7. We do greet you in Jesus' name. Just want to say it's good to see Sister Teriro back. We're very sorry about her former husband who passed away last week. May the Lord grant comfort to everybody. We ask and pray about that. We're really sorry to hear these things. This life, it's full of mountains and valleys. You know, you'll be on the mountain and then something comes and you're down in the valley. The prophet says it's the law of contrast. You never appreciate the blessings until sometimes when you don't have the blessings. And you never appreciate what it's like to have joy until you have sadness. So it really is the law of contrast in this life. So may the Lord help us each stage of the way. Another announcement we got, Brother Vergus has now put a box at the back of the church for helping the saints in the Philippines. So if anybody has a burden upon their heart to help the saints there to reconstruct their lives once again, please feel free, put it in the box.
Sentez-vous libre de mettre quelque chose.
I don't know if some of the saints, I'm sure a lot of saints saw the video update the brothers had sent on YouTube.
Il y a des frères qui ont mis ces vidéos des Philippines.
Showing how many of the believers, the churches have been rebuilt and the process of being rebuilt.
Montrant comment l'église a été reconstruite.
Believers' homes as well.
Les maisons des
croyants. But there's still much to be done to give them a livelihood once again, those believers. So.
On puisse les aider à reprendre leur vie.
You know, whatever the Lord lays upon your heart, I'm sure He'll bless.
Tout ce que le Seigneur met sur votre cœur, ce sera
bénéfique. Whatever offering you put for the saints that are there. And one other thing, next weekend, I'm away. I'm really asking for prayer.
La semaine prochaine, le weekend,
I'll be with Brother Crosby in Leicester on Friday night.
Je serai chez Frère Crosby le vendredi soir.
And then with Brother Oliver in Nottingham on Sunday morning.
Et je serai chez Frère Olivier le dimanche.
And with Brother Crosby on Sunday afternoon.
Et chez Frère Crosby le
coming back
soir.
Sunday evening, so please keep us in prayer.
Gardez-nous en prière.
The Bible says, he that would have friends must make himself friendly.
La Bible dit celui qui veut des amis doit être se faire.
You always have to go around and do the rounds.
Nous devons aller les visiter.
Visit
aussi,
the good old friends.
Visiter nos vieux
so
amis.
So that they in turn can come and bless the saints
pour
as well.
Aussi puissent venir nous visiter
just
un jour.
Let's pray the Lord has His way. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 7.
Chapitre 7, 1 Samuel.
Let's read from verse 7 up to verse 9.
7 à 9.
Sorry, up to verse 10.
7 à 10.
And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord, our God, for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. Amen. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated. Just like to get on to that story there because it's a real blessed story.
C'est une histoire bénie.
But we need to just build up a little bit of a background before we get there by the grace of God.
Placer un arrière-plan avant d'y arriver.
Because that was the days of Samuel.
Parce que c'était les jours de Samuel.
You know, and Israel,
Israel
had got themselves out of tune with God.
Ils sont sortis en harmonie,
and they'd lost a lot of their inheritance, a lot of their possession.
Et bien qu'ils avaient leur possession,
though being in the promised land,
et Dieu avait promis qu'ils seraient dans la terre promise,
they just didn't have the victory which they wanted to have.
Bien qu'ils étaient, mais ils n'avaient pas la victoire promise.
So the Lord had to deal with them in a certain way at the beginning of the book of Samuel.
Traiter avec eux d'une certaine manière au début du livre de Samuel.
You know, and if you look back in the history of Israel before this,
si vous regardez dans l'histoire d'Israël avant
before
ça,
Samuel came on the scene,
avant que Samuel ne vienne sur la scène,
the last time of real victory you could say that Israel had had,
la dernière grande victoire que Israël avait eue,
because Samuel follows the book of Judges.
Parce que Samuel vient après les livres des Juges.
And the last time that there ever really had been a manifestation of God's glory,
la dernière fois qu'il y a eu réellement une manifestation
in the midst of Israel,
au milieu d'Israël,
was under the ministry of Samson.
C'était sous le ministère de Samson.
And that was 40 years before.
C'était 40 ans avant.
And the prophet speaks of each generation.
Et les prophètes parlent de chaque génération.
You know that God moves in a generation.
Dieu se déplace dans une génération.
And then the people start losing the glory.
Et les gens commençaient à perdre.
And then children raise up who know not the Lord and so forth.
Et les enfants se sont levés qui
and
ne connaissaient
and
pas
God
Dieu.
Has to manifest himself again.
Et Dieu devait encore une fois se manifester.
So Israel,
Israel
had been 40 years
ils ont été 40
without any real move of God.
Sans une vraie manifestation de Dieu.
And you know what it's like in your own experience.
Et vous savez ce que c'est dans votre
the prophet says if you do not experience the supernatural on a regular basis,
les prophètes disent, si vous n'expérimentez pas les supernaturels,
you become cold and formal in your experience.
Vous devenez froid et formel.
No, you've got to have the supernatural.
Vous devez avoir le surnaturel.
God is supernatural.
Dieu est surnaturel.
Revelation is supernatural.
La révélation est surnaturelle.
You know, and if you, it just becomes formal.
Ça devient seulement formaliste.
And we'll see it that Israel had become formal.
Et Israël est devenu formaliste.
And it was okay as long as the enemies left them alone.
C'était bien aussi longtemps que les ennemis les attaquaient.
But as soon as the enemies rose up against them,
mais dès que l'ennemi s'est élevé,
they realized at that time they didn't have what it took.
Ils ont réalisé qu'ils n'avaient pas ce qu'il fallait pour le vaincre.
Though they were in the promised land,
et bien qu'ils étaient dans la terre
though they were the covenant children of God,
bien qu'ils étaient des enfants de la alliance de Dieu,
but their condition wasn't right.
Mais ils n'étaient pas dans une dans un bon état.
But God is always faithful to His people.
Mais Dieu est toujours fidèle à son peuple.
And when the enemy comes in like a flood,
quand l'ennemi s'élève comme un
the
fleuve,
Lord will always raise a standard to meet
le Seigneur
it.
Va toujours élever un étendard.
So the Lord raised up Samuel.
Le Seigneur a élevé
Samuel. Samuel was a faithful priest, the Bible says.
Samuel était un prêtre fidèle.
And he was a prophet.
Et il était prophète.
And he was a judge.
Et il était juge.
And he came and he ministered to Israel.
Et il est venu prêcher à Israël.
To bring them out of that condition.
Pour leur faire sortir de
to
cette
bring
condition.
Them back into the condition.
Pour les ramener.
That they could prevail over the enemies.
Dans l'état où pouvait vaincre l'ennemi.
And because Israel had got formal.
Mais du fait que l'ennemi était formel, l'ennemi les a attaqués.
And all they needed to do was to look back.
Tout ce qu'ils devaient faire, c'était regarder
at the last move of God they'd had.
Au dernier mouvement de
which
Dieu
was Samson.
Samson.
And they should have learned lessons from Samson.
Et devaient avoir tiré des leçons de Samson.
You know, it's so easy sometimes for us to forget.
C'est parfois si facile pour nous d'oublier.
You know, certain things happen in your experience.
Que certaines choses sont arrivées
you
dans
give the enemy an opportunity.
Vous avez donné l'opportunité
you
à
l'ennemi. You lose the glory.
Vous perdez la gloire.
You lose the victory.
Vous perdez la victoire.
You know, sometimes we need to look back.
Parfois, devons regarder
and say, but when was God really in my life before?
Et dire où est-ce que Dieu a été pour la dernière fois dans
and,
ma vie?
And where have I gone wrong?
Et où est-ce que j'ai eu tort?
And what principles of the word of the kingdom?
Et quel est le principe du royaume?
Am I not being faithful to here?
Auquel je n'ai pas été fidèle?
And when Israel at the beginning of the book of Samuel, when they were oppressed by the enemies, they should have looked at Samson.
L'Israël au début du livre de Samuel devait avoir regardé à Samson.
Because the life of Samson,
parce que la vie
de Samson, is rich in lessons.
Était très riche en leçons.
Yeah, and the prophet would use Samson as an example in many different ways.
Le prophète utilise Samson comme exemple en différents endroits.
I'm just reading from just one more time when he preached it from Phoenix in 1960.
Dans la prédication une fois encore, Seigneur de Phoenix.
And he speaks of when Samson had lost the glory.
Il parle de quand Samson a perdu la
when
gloire.
When Samson had been taken captive by the Philistines.
Quand il a été pris en captivité par les Philistins.
Samson was chained and he was bound.
Il a été enchaîné, ligoté.
And the prophet speaks about the testimony meeting that was taking place.
Le prophète parle de la réunion de témoignages qui avait lieu.
The Philistines were having a testimony meeting.
Les Philistins avaient une réunion de témoignages.
Is that not a sad thing?
C'était pas une chose
to be guilty
triste,
of
d'être coupable.
That you give the enemy an opportunity to have a testimony meeting.
Que de donner l'ennemi d'avoir une réunion de témoignage.
Instead of Israel having a testimony meeting.
Au lieu que Israël ait une réunion de témoignage.
Of the greatness of God's glory.
De la grandeur de la gloire de Dieu.
The Philistines having a testimony.
C'est les Philistins qui avaient maintenant des témoignages.
And the prophet speaks about that young boy as he brings Samson out.
Le prophète parle de ce jeune homme qui fait
before
sortir
that
Samson
great crowd.
Devant cette grande foule.
And the prophet says, I can see the great massive man standing there.
Il dit, je peux voir ce grand homme colossal se tenir.
Like a great machine.
Comme une grande machine.
But totally helpless.
Mais sans espoir.
So Samson had all of the mechanics in place.
Samson avait toute la mécanique en
place. He was predestinated. He was commissioned.
Il était commissionné.
He was Jehovah's chosen vessel.
Il était le vase choisi de Jéhovah.
He had all the machinery, but there was something wrong.
Il avait toute la machinerie, mais
he had lost the glory, like we said last night.
Avait perdu la gloire.
He had lost the glory of God in his experience.
Il avait perdu la gloire de Dieu dans son expérience.
And the prophet says God had raised him up for a purpose.
Et le prophète dit Dieu l'avait élevé pour un but.
But he had sold his birthright.
Mais il avait vendu son droit de naissance.
You know, if you're born again,
si vous êtes né
there's certain rights
y a certains droits
that you can claim because of that birth.
Que vous pouvez réclamer à cause de cette naissance.
If you're generally born again,
si vous êtes réellement
the enemy has no right in your inheritance.
L'ennemi n'a aucun droit sur ton héritage, c'est juste.
But it's determined by conditions.
Mais cela est déterminé par les conditions.
You've got to live faithful to your birthright.
Vous devez vivre fidèlement à votre
you've
droit
got to
de naissance.
Esteem your birthright.
Vous devez prendre en considération vos droits
and
de naissance.
Samson had this birthright.
Si Samson avait ce droit
he
de naissance,
born
il était né
for a specific purpose.
Pour un but spécifique.
Now the hand of God was upon his life right from his youth.
La main de Dieu était sur sa vie depuis sa jeunesse.
Special vessel.
Il était un vase spécial.
The angel had come to his wife and to Manoah before he was born.
L'ange était venu à son papa et sa maman avant qu'il ne soit né.
God wanted to use him. The Lord said,
Dieu voulait l'utiliser.
I'll use him and he'll start to deliver my people from the Philistines.
Je vais l'utiliser pour délivrer mon peuple des Philistins.
So he had a gift of deliverance.
Il avait un don de délivrance.
He had a ministry of deliverance for the people of God.
Il avait un ministère de délivrance pour le peuple.
But the prophet says he sold out his birthright.
Le prophète dit qu'il a vendu son droit.
He says, and here he stood.
Et il se tenait là.
A mass of machinery with no strength in it.
Une masse mécanique sans force en elle.
Led around by a little boy.
Et conduite par un petit garçon.
But no doubt in my mind.
Mais il y a aucun doute dans ma pensée.
Samson had thought of all these things.
Samson a eu pensé de tous ces jours.
That's the first stage always.
C'est la première
You've
étape
got to
toujours.
Think on your ways.
Vous devez réfléchir sur vos voies.
You've got to look and say, but why?
Vous devez vous demander pourquoi.
Why has the glory departed?
Pourquoi est-ce que la gloire est-elle partie?
Why don't I have the strength that I used to have?
Pourquoi n'ai-je plus la force que j'avais?
Why are these enemies that I used to prevail over? Why are they now prevailing over me?
Pourquoi l'ennemi que j'ai vaincu, il est en train de me gagner?
Because to the child of God, there's always a reason why.
Parce que pour un enfant de Dieu, il y a toujours une
and
raison.
And if you're humble enough and ask the Lord, He'll show you the reason why.
Si vous êtes assez humble, vous demandez le Seigneur.
Because every captivity, every affliction upon the sons and daughters of God,
chaque affliction sur les fils et filles de Dieu,
has a divine purpose.
A un but divin.
Because you're under the great tutor.
Parce que vous êtes sous le grand tuteur.
And He's trying to teach you a lesson.
Il essaie de vous donner une
and
leçon.
And sometimes, like we preached years back, you've got to go through the school of failure.
Parfois, vous devez passer par l'école des échecs.
Because any person who ever became great had to first go through the school of failure.
Chacun des hommes qui est devenu grand devait passer d'abord par l'école des échecs.
And Samson was going through the school of failure.
Et Samson était dans cette école des échecs.
And there were very big lessons he needed to learn.
Et il y avait de grandes leçons qu'il devait tirer.
And he couldn't get the glory back.
Il pouvait pas reprendre la gloire.
Until these lessons were thoroughly learned.
Jusqu'à ce que ces leçons soient complètement
comprises. And the prophet says he was thinking back.
Et le prophète dit qu'il raisonnait.
He says, when he had lost his strength,
quand il a perdu sa force,
he had thought about what had happened.
Il a pensé à ce qui s'était passé.
His vow had been taken from him.
Son vœu a été pris et ôté de lui.
Maybe he doesn't quite word that in the right way.
Peut-être qu'il ne le prononce pas de la bonne
he
manière.
He had surrendered his vow.
Il a abandonné son
vœu. He had allowed his vow to be taken from him.
Il a permis qu'on lui retire son vœu.
Because
son
Samson
vœu.
Was born under a Nazarite vow.
Parce que Samson était né sous un vœu de Nazaréen.
Which is a vow of separation.
C'était un vœu de séparation.
It's a vow of consecration.
Un vœu de consécration.
If you speak of a burnt offering,
si vous parlez de l'Holocauste,
that's the call of a Nazarite.
C'est un appel de Nazaréen.
You're supposed to lay everything.
Vous devez tout
on the altar for the service of the Lord.
À l'autel pour le service de Dieu.
But the prophet says his vow had been taken from
le prophète
him.
Dit que son vœu a été retiré
he had surrendered to his enemy.
Il s'est abandonné à ses ennemis.
And if you look in your life,
et si vous regardez
if you've lost
vie,
the glory,
si vous avez perdu la
yeah,
gloire,
he had lost the vision, his eyes had been taken
il
from
avait
him.
Perdu la vue, ses yeux ont été pris.
It's always because you've surrendered to the enemy.
C'est toujours parce que vous vous êtes abandonné.
At some stage, you surrendered to the enemy.
À un certain moment, tu t'es laissé
the enemy is very persistent, friends, if you give him ear.
L'ennemi est très persévérant si vous lui donnez l'oreille.
Like with Delilah.
Comme Delilah.
She was so persistent.
Elle était très persévérante.
She wouldn't take no for an answer.
Elle n'allait pas abandonner.
She wanted to find the secret of his great strength.
Elle voulait trouver le secret de sa force.
And that's how the enemy is.
C'est que l'ennemi.
And Samson should have separated himself from that enemy.
Samson aurait dû se séparer de cet ennemi.
Because it was just a matter of time.
Parce que c'était seulement une question de
that
temps.
That if he kept fellowshipping with Delilah,
que s'il continuait à communier avec Delilah,
it was just a matter of time.
C'était seulement question de temps.
Before the enemy would find out the secrets of the Lord.
Avant que l'ennemi ne découvre le secret.
The prophet says, "Surrender to his enemy."
Et le prophète dit qu'il s'est abandonné.
And they, in return, had taken the sight from his eyes.
Et en retour, ils lui ont retiré sa vue.
So not only did he lose the blessing on his life,
pas seulement qu'il a perdu
the glory,
dans sa vie, la gloire,
he lost the vision.
Il a perdu la vision.
Yet he was raised up for a purpose.
Il était élevé dans un but.
But he had been thinking deeply upon his ways.
Il a commencé à réfléchir.
That was a good
voies.
Thing. Let's look in Numbers chapter 6.
Voyons Nombre chapitre 6.
Let's just have a look at this vow that he was born under.
Voyons ses vœux.
Numbers chapter 6 speaks of the Nazarite vow.
Nombre 6 parle du vœu de
and every believer,
et chaque croyant,
spiritually speaking, is under a Nazarite vow.
Spirituellement parlant, il est sous le vœu de Nazaréen.
And the Nazarite vow
et le vœu de Nazaréen
has certain conditions that must be kept.
Il y a certaines conditions qui doivent être gardées.
Look how the Lord says it in verse 1.
Au verset 1.
Numbers 6.
Nombre 6.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite. So it could be either a brother or a sister.
Ça peut être un frère ou une sœur.
Is you wanted to give yourself over to the service of the Lord.
Si tu veux te donner au service du Seigneur.
This was something which the Lord said, if somebody wishes to present themselves.
Le Seigneur dit que si quelqu'un veut se présenter.
So to us, it's a voluntary thing.
Pour nous, c'est une chose volontaire.
For you to consecrate yourself to special service for the Lord.
Pour vous consacrer un service spécial pour le Seigneur.
Like the Nazarites would do.
Comme un Nazirien.
You had to make the decision to do it yourself.
Vous devez prendre la décision de
le faire. You would present yourself to the Lord.
Vous allez vous présenter vous-même au Seigneur.
To separate themselves unto the Lord. Now this is the key.
C'est cela la clé.
To really be used of the Lord, you've got to separate yourself unto the Lord.
Pour que Dieu vous utilise réellement, vous devez vous séparer.
You can't have one foot in both camps.
Vous pouvez pas avoir un pied de deux.
Israel was worshiping Dagon.
Israël adorait Dagon.
And Ashtoreth.
Et Astarte.
And then they expected the Lord to deliver them when the trouble came.
Ils espéraient que Dieu les délivre au moment de trouble.
Israel was under a Nazarite vow.
Israël était sous un vœu.
They were a separated nation unto the Lord.
Ils étaient une nation séparée.
And if they wanted to see the covenant effective.
Et s'ils voulaient voir l'alliance
efficace. In the situations when they needed the Lord's glory to manifest.
Dans la situation, ils voulaient voir la gloire de Dieu manifeste.
They couldn't keep their feet in both camps.
Ils pouvaient pas avoir un pied dedans, un pied.
That's what Elijah said to them.
C'est ce que Élie.
How long will you hold between two opinions?
Combien de temps allez-vous rester entre deux opinions?
If Baal is God, serve him.
Si Baal est Dieu, servez-le.
But if the Lord is God, serve him.
Mais si le Seigneur est Dieu, servez-le.
But the people were in that condition that there was compromise.
Mais les gens étaient dans une situation.
They weren't convinced.
Ils n'étaient pas convaincus.
Like we said last night, they needed to see the glory of the Lord.
Comme on a dit la nuit passée, ils devaient
they needed a fresh visitation of the glory of the Lord.
Ils avaient besoin d'une nouvelle visitation.
Because there's nothing that will separate a person from the temptation of the world like the glory of the Lord.
Rien ne peut séparer l'homme de la tentation du monde comme la.
When he reveals his glory to you,
quand il vous révèle sa gloire,
friends, Hollywood is nothing. It's filth.
Hollywood devient rien.
The music of the world is filth.
La musique du monde est.
The entertainments of the world, it's not entertainment.
Les distractions du monde ne sont plus.
Because you found the real entertainment.
Parce que vous trouvez le vrai divertissement.
You want to entertain Jehovah.
Vous voulez divertir Jéhovah.
You found the real thing.
Vous trouvez la chose réelle.
And everything.
Et chaque chose.
It's but a shadow of a shadow of what you found.
Et l'ombre de ce que vous trouvez.
But the problem is when you lose that glory in your experience.
Mais la promesse est que quand vous perdez cette gloire.
Like we saw last night, when there's no more wonder.
Comme nous avons vu hier soir.
And there's no more mystery in your worship.
Des miracles et des mystères dans votre.
When the word just becomes just words.
Quand la parole devient seulement des paroles.
When it's no longer the unveiling of God.
Et ce n'est plus la révélation.
When it's no longer the supernatural something.
Quand il n'est plus quelque chose de surnaturel.
It's so easy.
C'est si facile.
To start looking at the world.
Comme regarder dans un miroir.
Because you've forgotten the wonder and the glory.
Parce que vous avez oublié
of the things of the kingdom of God.
Du royaume de Dieu.
But to the genuine believer.
Mais au vrai croyant,
because you've tasted of his glory.
Parce que vous avez goûté à sa
you'll
gloire,
never be satisfied in that kind
vous
of a condition.
Jamais satisfait dans ce genre d'adoration.
You'll always be grumpy.
Vous serez toujours en train
you'll
de
always be dissatisfied.
Vous serez toujours insatisfait.
You won't be an easy person to live with.
Vous ne serez pas une personne facile.
And that's
à vivre
good.
Avec. Et c'est bien.
I don't want to be an easy person to live with when I'm backslidden in my heart.
Je veux pas être cette personne qui peut être à l'aise en étant
the prophet says it's when you take that wonderful tree with the soft leaves speaking about fellowship.
Le prophète dit quand vous prenez cet arbre avec des belles
and you take it away from the water supply.
Et que vous la séparez des
put it in the desert.
Et vous la placez
like
dans,
a cactus.
Dans le désert, là
he says those little leaves
ces petites feuilles
become thorns.
Et deviennent des épines.
And they stick into everything.
Et commencent à piquer.
He says the problem is not enough water.
Il dit qu'il y a pas assez d'eau.
But if it had sufficient water, those thorns maybe would unfurl themselves into soft green leaves
si
once
y a
again.
Suffisamment d'eau, ces cornes vont se
just depends on the place that we're living in.
Cela dépend de l'endroit où nous vivons.
What we're drawing from, like the song was sung.
C'est de quoi nous tirons.
If I don't draw from the fountain,
comme le psaume dit, si
how can the thirsty
fontaine,
draw from me?
Comment un vase peut-il
if you're not like
moi?
Moses soaking in the glory,
si vous n'êtes pas comme Moïse tirant
how are you
going
to reflect
gloire?
The glory to somebody else?
Et venant refléter la gloire à quelqu'un d'autre.
It's a vow of separation.
C'est un vœu de séparation.
And that's what we call to as believers.
C'est ce à quoi nous sommes
appelés. When you go into the waters, the baptism pool.
Quand nous allons dans les eaux de baptême,
you're showing us that you're making a vow of separation unto the Lord.
Tu nous montres que tu fais un vœu de séparation pour le Seigneur.
That you're saying
que tu dis,
the word
que la parole
is going to have preeminence.
Ne va avoir la prééminence.
In my relationships,
dans mes relations,
I'm going to be governed by the word.
Je serai
gouverné in my decisions, I'm going to be governed by the
dans
word.
Mes décisions, je serai gouverné
in the way
par la
I dress,
la manière dont
I'm going to give the word preeminence.
Je vais donner la
preeminence. The way
la
I do my hair, I'm going to give the word preeminence.
Arrange mes cheveux, je vais donner
préeminence. Now God doesn't ask a woman to be ugly.
Dieu ne demande pas une femme d'être
God laid. Never said a woman must put sackcloth on.
Dieu ne veut pas qu'elle porte des
the prophet says, it's good for a woman to want to be pretty. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a woman dressing well.
Il y a rien de mal à une femme qui s'habille comme
doing herself well.
Qui se fait, qui paraît belle.
But it's within certain boundaries.
Mais il y a des limites.
And those are boundaries that the word sets for us.
Et ce sont les limites que la parole
it's like a man. There's nothing wrong with a man wanting to be smart and presentable.
C'est comme un homme, s'il veut être beau et
now, if a man wants to do exercise to keep himself in good shape, that's up to him.
S'il
veut nothing wrong.
Faire des exercices pour être en bonne
as long
santé,
as it doesn't become your idol.
Aussi longtemps que cela ne
as long as it's
votre
done
idol.
For the right motive and objective.
Si cela est fait dans un
there's nothing wrong with
objectif,
those things.
Il y a rien de mal
Paul
à
said
cela.
Bodily exercise, it doesn't profit little.
Paul dit l'exercice corporel.
There's nothing wrong with that. But God didn't make us that we should neglect our bodies. No, you know, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You look after that temple as well as you can. So that it can be used for the service and the glory of the Lord. But it's got to be under certain conditions that God has set.
Mais cela doit être sous certaines conditions que Dieu a placées.
You've got to live your life as a believer.
Vous devez vivre votre vie en tant que croyant.
Giving headship to the word.
Donnant l'autorité à la parole.
And if you find yourself resisting against something.
Et si vous vous trouvez en train de résister.
Or sometimes if you
chose,
deal with people and they're resisting certain
parfois,
things.
Parfois quand vous traitez avec les gens qui sont résistants.
Sometimes the problem is it's maybe just never been presented to them from the word.
Le problème dit parfois ces choses n'ont pas été présentées.
You know, sometimes if we tell our children.
Parfois quand nous disons.
Don't do this. Don't do that.
Ne fais pas ceci, ne fais
somebody
pas
comes from school.
Parfois, il vient
one of the girls, and they say at school, one of my friends wants to put on lipstick. Can I put on lipstick as well? If you tell them, no, you can't put lipstick.
Si vous leur dites, ne mettez
that's okay.
Pas de rouge à lèvres, c'est
but
bien.
There's a better way.
Mais y a une meilleure
go and show them in the Bible.
Montrez-leur
go and show them Jezebel who painted her face.
Montrez-leur Jezabel qui
and what God thought about Jezebel.
Et ce que Dieu avait pensé d'elle.
And you say to her,
et vous lui dites,
the only person that painted their face in the Bible was
la
Jezebel.
Seule personne qui s'était peint le visage, c'était Jezabel.
And God fed her to the dogs.
Et elle a été nourrie au
you know, so that they see that it's from the Bible.
Et si voient cela de la
it's
Bible,
not just our church.
C'est pas seulement notre
it's not
église,
our personal opinions.
C'est pas notre opinion personnelle,
but it's the Bible.
Mais c'est la Bible.
That's the most important thing.
C'est la chose la plus importante.
And it'll give them a respect that this is what Jesus said.
Et c'est là, ils vont respecter ça parce que c'est ce
this
que
is
Jésus
the
a dit.
Kingdom of heaven.
C'est le royaume de Dieu.
This is the requirement. And the desires of the kings of the kingdom. That'll give them the right respect towards it.
Ils vont le respecter correctement.
Because if you say to your children, this is what our church says,
si vous dites aux enfants, c'est ce que notre église dit.
They'll end up saying, I don't really like the church. Let's find another one that allows this. Because it's not the church that counts for anything.
C'est pas l'église qui
it's what the word says.
C'est ce que la
it's what
dit.
God who made us says.
C'est ce que le
that's
le
the important
Dieu
thing.
C'est ce, là le
and
problème.
Many times people all they need is someone to sit down to them and show it from the word. Because the message we believe is from the word. There's nothing the prophet preached that you won't find in the word. And the word is the absolute. And a genuine person who's been born again, when they see it in the word, it's finished. That's the end of strife. That's what an absolute is. You've brought it to the judge and he's made his decision.
Vous êtes allé auprès du juge et il a rendu son jugement.
The prophet says the absolute is like the referee in a game.
Le prophète dit l'absolu c'est comme un arbitre.
His decision is final.
Sa décision est finale.
If he says that wasn't a goal, it's not a goal.
Et s'il dit que c'est pas un but, c'est pas un but.
You know, just surrender yourself, it's not a goal.
Vous allez accepter cela.
No matter how much you kick and fuss, it's not a goal.
Peu importe combien vous vous agitez.
And that's what the word should be to a believer.
Et c'est comme ça
the
que
word is our
moyen.
Absolute.
C'est notre absolu.
Because we are Nazarites unto the Lord.
Parce que nous sommes des
we've made a conscious decision, a vow, spiritually speaking, that our lives are now going to be separated unto the Lord for a specific purpose so we can be used for His glory. And in the days of the Bible, in verse 8, It says all the days of his separation. He is holy unto the Lord.
Il est saint pour le Seigneur.
He's consecrated unto the Lord.
Il est consacré au Seigneur.
So you've consecrated yourself.
Vous vous consacrez.
And if God calls you, there's a purpose that he's called you
Et
for.
Si Dieu vous appelle, il y a un but à cela.
So when you, God calls you to separate yourself,
quand vous recevez l'appel, vous vous séparez.
You're consecrating yourself unto the Lord.
Vous consacrez vous-même au Seigneur.
You're putting yourself in a condition.
Vous mettez dans une condition.
You're making yourself available.
Vous vous mettez disponible.
So that God's will can be done in your life.
Que la volonté de Dieu soit faite.
So His glory can be manifest in your calling.
Sa gloire doit être manifestée dans ton appel.
Whatever the purpose is that God has made you for.
Peu importe le but pour lequel Dieu
when you separate yourself
vous séparez
from all unbelief.
De toute
incrédulité. When you touch not the unclean thing like Paul
said.
Vous ne
touchez pas aux choses impures.
When you come out from among them.
From
the unfruitful deeds of darkness. It's not just separating yourself to be miserable.
No.
It's glorious.
C'est glorieux.
So that you can be filled with His glory.
Pour que vous soyez rempli de sa gloire.
So that God can be real to you.
Pour que Dieu soit réel.
And God can be real through you to other people.
Et que Dieu soit réel au travers
so
de
that
vous
God
personnes.
Can reveal Himself.
Que Dieu se révèle.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Le même hier, aujourd'hui,
that's what He desires.
C'est ce qu'il
that's
dit.
Why He says, separate yourself.
C'est pourquoi il dit,
séparez-vous. I'll fill you with my glory.
Je vais vous remplir de ma gloire.
Then you can shine forth with my glory.
Alors vous pouvez briller de ma gloire.
Then this wicked and adulterous generation,
à cette génération méchante et adultère,
will see what a real housewife is.
Vous allez, va voir ce qu'une vraie femme
we'll
de
see maison. A housewife shining with the glory.
Ils vont voir une dame,
we'll know what a real neighbor is.
On va voir qui est un vrai voisin.
At work, they'll know what a real employee is.
Au service, on va voir qui est un bon travailleur.
So that a wife will know what a real husband is.
Et la femme saura qui.
And a husband will know what a real wife is.
Et le mari verra quelle est.
So the children will know what real parents are.
Et les enfants verront un vrai parent.
What a real home is.
Une vraie maison.
Because that's what the world is dying for.
C'est pourquoi le monde.
To see something real.
De voir quelque chose.
There's been so much that isn't real.
Quelque chose de réel.
Friends, let's not impersonate anything.
Yeah.
Just separate yourself unto the Lord.
Séparez-vous
seulement and become the real thing that He called you
et
to be.
La chose pour laquelle
and you'll become a blessing to Him.
Et vous devenez une bénédiction
and you become a blessing to His people.
Et vous devenez une bénédiction
and you become
peuple.
A blessing to the world
et pour le monde.
That are seeking for truth.
Qui cherche la vérité.
Because Paul says we become a savor of life.
Parce que Paul dit devenons une saveur de vie.
To those that are seeking for life.
À ceux qui cherchent la vie.
But it's not us in ourselves.
C'est pas en nous-mêmes.
And that's why the separation is such an important principle in the Bible.
La séparation c'est un principe si important.
As long as Israel separated themselves.
Aussi longtemps qu'Israël s'est séparé.
God's glory.
La gloire de
manifested
Dieu
in the midst of them.
S'est manifesté au milieu.
But the moment they started to look at the nations round and about.
Mais au moment ils ont commencé à regarder aux nations.
And started to envy those nations.
Ils ont commencé à les envier.
Started to adapt their customs and their ways.
Commencé à adopter leurs voies et leurs coutumes.
Started to bow themselves down to their idols.
Et commencé à adorer leurs idoles.
Israel lost the whole purpose of the existence.
Et Israël a perdu tout le but de son existence.
And why would God manifest His glory in the midst of a people that were double-minded?
Et comment Dieu peut-il manifester sa
they needed to make up their mind.
Nous devons vous décider.
Either they were the Lord's people or they weren't.
Ou ce sont les peuples
you can't
de
be
Dieu.
Half Christian, that's what the prophet
vous pouvez pas être chrétien à moitié.
He says you do get half Christians.
Vous obtenez des
he says but that's not God's desire.
C'est pas le désir de Dieu.
God makes complete Christians.
Dieu fait des chrétiens
if you will allow him.
Si vous abandonnez à lui.
But you've got to separate yourself unto
vous
the
devez
Lord.
Vous séparer pour
separate
le
yourself to the heavenly calling.
Et séparez-vous pour l'appel céleste.
What could be more glorious in this life?
Il pouvait y avoir plus de
you find people separate themselves for the foolishness of sport.
Vous trouvez les gens qui sont séparés du
sport. A guy will give himself to boxing.
Et parfois il
he'll boxe. Have such a strict diet, he won't eat certain things for years.
Quand il faisait la boxe, il faisait un régime, il mangeait pas certaines choses.
He'll do get up early in the morning when other people are sleeping.
Il va se réveiller très tôt le matin.
He's at the gym and he's punching the punch bag.
Il va donner des coups à son sac.
He's running, jogging down the street when other people are going to work.
Quand les gens vont au service, lui, il est en train de faire la
others are eating their fry, Irish breakfast, full
les,
Irish.
Les autres, ils mangent des bons
he's eating gras. His porridge
il mange les,
without
mange
sugar
que, il mange que la pâte
and with skimmed
sucre.
Milk.
Et avec du lait,
why? He's seeking earthly glory.
Parce qu'il, il cherche la
that's
céleste.
Okay for him. But friends, we're seeking a far greater glory than that.
Mais nous cherchons une plus grande gloire que celle-là.
So we look at those people and say, but ah.
Nous regardons à ces gens et nous disons,
what a great man
quel grand homme
Barry McGuigan was.
Cet homme Barry McGuigan.
Muhammad Ali.
Et Muhammad Ali.
Whichever. Which is true. They were good. I'm not saying anything against them.
C'était des grandes personnes. J'ai rien contre
but
eux.
But we call to something far greater than that.
Mais nous sommes appelés à quelque chose de plus grand.
We call to the eternal glory.
Nous sommes appelés à la gloire.
We call to manifest God in this life.
Nous sommes appelés à manifester Dieu dans cette vie.
But we've got a Paul says.
Mais nous avons un appel.
Anybody that wants to fight in the army.
Paul a dit que
separates himself from the affairs of men.
Tout celui qui veut se battre dans l'armée doit se séparer
you
des
can't
hommes.
Be in the army and then you say, no. No one can tell me what time to get up.
Vous ne pouvez pas être dans l'armée et dire, personne ne peut me dire quand me réveiller.
No, I want to go home for the weekend.
Je vais aller pour le week-end chez vous.
They'll tell you, my friend, you get out the army. Because if you want to be in the army, there's rules.
Parce que si tu veux être dans l'armée,
that you've got to follow.
Que tu dois suivre.
If you want to be counted as a soldier and si earn your wings or whatever, the privileges of the war.
Si tu veux être un militaire et porter les décorations de la guerre.
That's how when Brother Ron Spencer was preaching that time.
C'est comme Frère Ron Spencer prêchait.
And he says you'll find somebody that leave home and they go to the army.
Et vous trouvez quelqu'un qui quitte sa maison et va.
And they get there to the training camp.
Quand ils vont au centre de formation.
First thing they do, they take you. Take off all your hair.
La première chose qu'on fait, c'est qu'on vous rase la tête.
Next thing, take off your clothes.
La deuxième chose,
they tell you what clothes to wear.
Ils vous disent quels habits vous devez
porter. Take off those shoes. Those are unacceptable in the army.
Ils sont pas acceptables.
They give you shoes to wear.
Ils te donnent des chaussures.
They tell you where to sleep.
Ils te disent où dormir.
He says, and here comes that lazy sort of guy who's had an easy life at home. He comes to the training camp, thinks, oh, I'm going to be a soldier now. Yeah. He's in for a rude awakening, that young boy. He's in for a sharp surprise. Because that sergeant major comes and looks him straight eyeball to eyeball and shouts in his face and says, from today, I am your father, I am your mother, I am your uncle and your aunt. You don't eat until I tell you when to eat. You sleep when I tell you when to sleep. You wake up when I tell you to wake up. Is that understood? And that young man has to say, yes, sir. Friends, that's joining the army. But we don't look at people who join the army like they're strange. We say, hey, he's dedicating himself to his profession. But we call to a far greater profession. We call to a far more esteemed army than that. But we want to come to this army and say, no, I want to dress the way that I want to dress. I want to wear shoes in the way I want to wear my shoes. I want my hair to be done the way I want my hair to be done. Friends, it doesn't even make natural sense.
Cela ne fait aucun sens.
God has his system.
Dieu a son
God
system.
Has his way.
Dieu a ses voies.
And if you want to serve him,
et si vous voulez le
which
servir,
is the most glorious thing that can happen to anybody.
Et le vrai dit, c'est une chose glorieuse à quelqu'un.
Because there's nobody as glorious as him to serve.
Il y a personne de plus glorieux que lui pour
what a privilege servir. It is to serve Jesus.
Et quel privilège de, que de servir Jésus.
Who gave himself for us.
Qui s'était donné pour
and
nous.
All power in heaven and earth is given unto him.
Et tout pouvoir au ciel et sur la terre.
And the kingdoms of this earth will become the kingdoms of our Christ.
Et tous les royaumes du monde vont devenir les
kingdoms. And all these Gentile kingdoms will be done away with.
Et quand tous ces royaumes des
and he will establish his kingdom on earth.
Il va établir son royaume
and he will rule and reign.
Et va régner
et and we've been called to serve him.
Et nous avons été
to worship
servir,
him. That he wants to walk in us.
Il veut travailler en
he
nous.
Wants to be glorified in us.
Il veut être glorifié en nous.
Yes, there's certain things we have to give up.
Il y a certaines choses que
but
nous
what you're
abandonner.
Getting in return is so far greater
et ce que nous obtenons en retour
than anything that he's asking you to forsake.
Et tout ce qu'il nous demande d'abandonner.
But somehow the enemy gets us just to look at those things that we're being asked
et
to forsake.
L'ennemi nous demande de regarder à ces choses
that's
que
not
nous
fair.
Avons abandonné.
That's, if you want to go to school,
si vous voulez aller à l'école,
like when we were at school,
quand nous étions à l'école,
we used to have to come from the assembly.
Nous avions un camp.
And the prefects would be standing in a line on either side, and you'd walk through the prefects.
Et le préfet se tenait là, et
and if your hair wasn't the way that it was supposed to be short enough,
et si vos cheveux n'étaient pas aussi courts qu'ils étaient exigés,
tomorrow it had to be better. had to be sorted, or they would give you a haircut themselves.
Demain, tu dois les arranger, sinon ils vont les faire.
If you came with brown shoes instead of black shoes, you
si
were in trouble.
Des chaussures marron au lieu des that's chaussures when we were at school.
And it was very good.
Et c'était très
and that's
bien.
The problem with this generation. There's no discipline.
Et c'est pourquoi cette génération
this is Laodicea. People can do whatever they want.
Ils font ce qu'ils veulent.
And it doesn't form character in people.
Et c'est là
it doesn't put
caractère.
Discipline. It doesn't put a perseverance inside of somebody. It's too much an easy life. If I can't get a job, I'll go on benefits. In the Bible, there were no benefits. If you didn't get a job, you didn't eat. And it was good like that. That's what God said in the Bible. If a man doesn't work, he mustn't eat. That's the principle from Eden. Sweat of your brow. You eat from the sweat of your brow. Now, there's nothing wrong for a season. We know that there's seasons of misfortune and things. That happens
in
this
life. Mal pour un temps quand les choses sont dures parfois.
But it's so easy
mais c'est si facile
to become like the prophet says, a banana backbone.
De devenir comme
a person doesn't have a backbone
quelqu'un qui a une colonne vertébrale
to be able to withstand hardship.
Qui ne peut pas tenir devant les
we're épreuves. Wanting the easy way all the time.
Nous voulons la voie facile.
But Jesus, he never compromised with anybody. He said, if you want to be my disciple, there's only one standard. You've got to take up your cross. You've got to be willing to die to yourself. And when that rich young ruler came, he was such a fine young man. And the Bible says Jesus loved him. There were very good characteristics and traits in that young man. And he came, and the Bible says, and he knelt down before Jesus. He was so respectful because he realized Jesus had something that he didn't have. Eternal life. The glory of God dwelling in that tabernacle. And he came and he knelt down to Jesus. And he said, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus said, keep the commandments. Love the Lord your God. Do not steal, do not lie. That he was under that dispensation. That young man said, I've kept all of these things from my youth. Then the word discerned his problem. Is his riches were his God. His riches were his idol. So he says, go. Sell all that you've got. Give it to the poor. Come and follow me. Hey. The Bible says he went away sad.
La Bible dit qu'il s'en alla triste.
And Jesus never compromised.
Et Jésus n'a jamais compromis.
You know, I like that tract once we read, Keith Green, I spoke about the other day.
J'aime ce
says, Jesus never ran after the boy and said, okay, no, it doesn't matter. You know, let's compromise a little bit here. Jesus loved him, but he looked at him good and says, that's the requirements of the kingdom. If you're not willing to lay it all on the altar, you're not going to get very far. Your sins will quickly find you out. And Jesus left it like that. And then the disciples said, but master, then it's difficult to enter the kingdom. Jesus never minced his words. He says, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be that enter therein. God has predestinated the people, friends.
Dieu a prédestiné son peuple.
God's not worried about that there won't be enough people in heaven.
Dieu n'est pas inquiété par le fait qu'il
he already wrote the citizens of the New Jerusalem in his book
il avait déjà écrit les noms des
before the
de
foundation of the world.
Avant la fondation
he knows in every age there's going to be a people
qu'il y aura un peuple
that God has put the capacity in them.
Dans lesquels Dieu a placé la capacité.
There's a gene seed in them.
Il y a une semence, un gène
that they are able
ils seront capables
to lay everything on the altar.
De tout mettre à
it said, yes, there may be a kick in the first like with Esther.
Peut-être qu'il doit y avoir
the flesh may rebel.
Et
the reasoning may kick in like Gideon.
Le raisonnement
but the potential is in there.
Mais le potentiel est là.
And if they'll just feed their soul,
et si seulement tu nourris,
if they'll just allow the glory to shine on that soul,
si on permet seulement la gloire de briller
there's sufficient resources in you.
Il y a assez de ressources
everything
en vous.
You need is in you. you.
Même si vous,
it just needs the glory to come upon it.
Il a besoin seulement que la gloire vienne
and then you'll find that it's not so difficult after all.
Et vous allez trouver que c'est pas
yes,
difficile.
There's a price to be paid.
Oui, il y a un prix à payer.
But the wonderful thing about the Lord,
mais la bonne
he
chose
never
avec
asked
le Seigneur,
us to do something he didn't do himself.
Il ne demande pas de faire quelque chose qu'il n'a pas
who
fait
paid
avant.
The greatest price?
Qui a payé le plus grand prix?
Was Jesus.
C'était Jésus.
Because of his love for us in our sins.
À cause de notre, de nos péchés.
He was the real full Nazarite.
Il était le Naziréen le
he
plus
could
complet.
Have had a big house.
Il pouvait avoir une
he could
maison.
Have had luxury.
Il pouvait vivre dans le luxe.
A fortune.
Une fortune.
Fame. He could have been king. They wanted to make him king.
Il pouvait même devenir roi. On voulait faire de lui roi.
But he willingly laid it all aside.
Mais volontiers, il a tout laissé.
For us.
À cause de nous.
Because he knew he had to be the offering for us.
Parce qu'il savait qu'il devait être l'offrande pour nous.
That's what Paul says in the Bible. None of us have yet resisted unto blood.
C'est ce que Paul dit. Personne d'entre nous n'a
enduring
jamais
such a contradiction of sinners like Jesus did.
Et d'accepter une telle contradiction comme Jésus l'a fait.
That's why sometimes when you look at your own life and say, but it's too hard what I've been asked to do.
C'est pourquoi quand vous regardez dans votre vie,
just look away to Jesus a little
bit.
Just get yourself in his presence and consider what God has done for you and has done for me.
Avait fait.
And what he's asking us to do is just the small measure.
Et ce qu'il nous demande de faire, c'est seulement une petite
of the greatness of what God has done for us.
De la grandeur de ce que
and the Bible says, eye has not seen.
Et la Bible a dit,
neither
je n'ai
ear
pas,
heard.
Je n'ai pas vu, ni
neither
entendu.
Has it entered into the heart of man.
Oh, et cela n'est jamais venu
the
à la
glory
de
of what God has stored up.
La gloire que Dieu a,
for those that are willing to walk with him in this life.
Pour ceux que Dieu,
but
ceux
you've
qui
got to choose.
Pour lui, vous
Jesus
choisir.
Says, if you want to save this life, you're going to lose it.
Si vous voulez servir cette vie, vous allez la perdre.
But he that will lose his life for my sake.
Mais c'est lui qui va perdre sa vie pour
that's
moi.
The price of discipleship, to lose your life.
C'est cela le prix du discipulat.
Maybe you used to be the big man.
Et vous
the hot shot in your neighborhood.
Une grande personne dans votre voisinage.
You've got to be willing to lose your reputation.
Vous devez accepter
Jesus
de
made himself
reputation.
Of no reputation.
Jésus lui-même s'est rendu sans réputation.
But if you want to try to defend your reputation,
si vous voulez
hold on
votre
to your past image
tenir à votre
of what
image
you used
passée,
to be, you cannot be his disciple.
Vous ne pouvez pas être son disciple.
That's what the word says.
C'est ce que la parole dit.
But Jesus said, but if he is willing to lose his life,
mais Jésus dit, c'est lui qui
shall find it again.
Va trouver plus grand.
In this world, you'll get the real life.
Dans cette, vie pour obtenir
and
la
in
vie
the world to come, you get eternal life.
Et dans le monde à venir, l'obtiendra la vie éternelle.
Like I say in the world, it's a bit of a no-brainer if you really think about it.
Si vous y pensez, c'est comme quelqu'un qui
somebody wants to hold on to this perversion of life that we
les
have
gens
here.
Veulent garder la perversion de cette
vie. Want to hold on for 30, 40, 50, 60 years of this life. And then you lose your soul.
Ils veulent s'en tenir à ces 60 ou 60
instead of giving him this life and living the real life here and inheriting eternal life. I mean, if you put it in the balances, does it make much sense? It doesn't make much sense. That's how we saw last night, the God of this world has blinded the minds of people. Lest they see the glory of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of the glory of Christ. That's the good news that's presented to us.
C'est la bonne nouvelle qui nous est présentée.
Is this the glory of the gospel?
C'est la gloire
Christ and his glory. You can live with the glory here.
Vous pouvez vivre avec la gloire ici.
And you go into the kingdom of glory there.
Et vous irez au
and once you
là-bas.
Taste of that glory,
et quand vous testez cette gloire,
your thirst for these kingdoms of this world is done away with.
La soif pour les royaumes de ce monde,
you'll never thirst for this world again.
Vous n'allez jamais avoir soif
once you
ce
find
monde,
the favor of the Lord
quand vous trouvez la faveur de
and
Dieu,
you taste it,
et que vous la
you don't worry about the favor of people anymore
vous ne vous inquiétez plus de la faveur
because
de
you
Dieu,
found the real thing.
Parce que vous avez trouvé la chose correcte.
You know, if you watch those Max Lucado cartoons for the children,
quand je regardais ces
Punchinello, they're very good.
Bande dessinée des enfants.
Punchinello is a little puppet. You know, they're the puppets in the city.
Il y a des poupées dans la ville.
And up on the hill, there's Eli. He's the one who made them all.
Il y avait un autre héros qui les fabrique.
And they're so worried down there in this little town about what people think about them.
Et ils ont vu ce que les gens dans la ville pensent de ces
whenever you do something good, the people give you a star.
Quand
and you wear your star.
quand faites quelque chose de
whenever
bien,
you do bad, they give you a black spot.
On vous donne une étoile à porter.
And Punchinello is not happy because his whole life is full of black spots. He keeps
si
making mistakes.
Mal, on vous donne quelque chose de noir. Et cet homme n'était pas content parce
and,
que tout.
And they have the big prize giving for who has the most stars.
Et le grand prix donné à celui qui
and the mayor is there.
Et le maire est là.
And then he meets this girl called Lucy, and she doesn't have any spots, and she doesn't have any stars.
Et il trouve cette petite Lucy qui n'a
and
pas
she does something, étoiles. And someone tries to put a star on and just bounces off.
Et chaque fois qu'on essaie de mettre une étoile sur elle, ça saute et
and
ça saute.
And Punchinello says, you don't have any spots and stars.
Et on lui demande, tu n'as aucune étoile,
she says,
tu
those things don't count.
Il dit, ce n'est pas cela qui compte.
She says, how do you get rid of those things?
Il dit, comment sortez-vous?
She says, I just go and visit Eli every day.
Il dit, je vais chaque jour regarder.
Said Punchinello, you should go and visit Eli.
Vous devez aller voir Eli.
And he says, no, people have told me up there he has big saws and there's big hammers and all these. Because he's a carpenter.
Les gens m'ont dit qu'il a des grandes
you see what people speak about the Lord.
Les gens parlent de la loi.
Until one day Punchinello has had enough.
Et une fois, il en a eu assez.
Of what the puppets think about him.
De ce que les
and he goes up and he visits Eli.
Et la fille est allée voir ce héros.
And he walks in and he's so scared and he's walking through this big carpenter's workshop.
Et il est entré en ayant peur and the voice, dans son atelier.
And there's Eli and he's Jesus, you see. And he says, Punchinello, I've been expecting you.
Et c'est Eli qui est allé voir
I've been wanting
Jésus.
You to come for a long time.
Il dit, pourquoi n'es-tu pas venu depuis longtemps?
Lucy has been speaking to me about you.
Et tout le monde me parlait de toi.
And then he picks him up in his hand and he puts him there. And he says,
il les prend dans sa main et les place là.
Punchinello, you're so worried about.
Il dit, mais monsieur, tu es
what
si
they think.
Tu t'inquiètes tellement
what
de
they
ce
think
que
doesn't
pense.
Matter.
Mais ce que pense n'a
it's
pas
what I think that matters.
C'est ce que moi je pense qu'il y a de l'importance.
Because I made you.
Parce que c'est moi
and
qui
and I don't
fait.
Make any mistakes.
Et je ne commets aucune erreur.
And then Punchinello goes walking from there.
Et ce monsieur
down
est sorti de là.
And the black stars start popping off.
Et ces points noirs commençaient à s'en aller.
Because they only stay on if you worry about them.
Parce qu'ils restent seulement quand vous en inquiétez.
And friends, that's how it is in this life.
Et c'est comme ça.
But you've got to spend time with Eli.
Vous devez passer ce
temps. He's got to reveal to you what he really thinks about
il
you.
Il va vous révéler réellement
ce qu'il
pense de
vous. Because he's the one that made you.
Parce qu'il est celui qui
he
vous a
made
créé.
You for a purpose.
Il vous a créé dans un but.
And the rest of them are just puppets, anyway. What really does it matter about what puppets think
et
about?
Et tous les restes étaient seulement des poupées. Ça n'a rien
it's what he thinks about
pense.
You that matters.
C'est ce que lui pense de vous que cela qui a de l'importance.
And that's why it takes a revelation.
C'est pour ça que cela
he's got to reveal himself.
Il doit se
if you find someone's not willing to offer themselves as a Nazarite,
si vous trouvez quelqu'un qui veut pas s'offrir en tant que Nazaréen,
it's simply because he's never revealed his glory to that person.
C'est tout simplement parce qu'il n'a jamais révélé sa gloire à cette personne.
He never has.
Il n'a jamais
the Lord
révélé.
Came and revealed himself to Abraham.
Le Seigneur est venu se révéler à Abraham.
And Abraham saw his glory.
Quand Abraham a vu sa
and heard his voice.
Et qu'il a entendu
and the voice said, Abraham, separate yourself.
Et la voix dit, sépare-toi,
go to a land
Abraham.
That I will show you.
Sépare-toi et va là,
I'll make your name great.
Je vais grand ton nom grand.
It was so real to Abraham.
Et cela a tellement troublé Abraham.
That he separated himself.
Qu'il s'est séparé.
He went down to Canaan.
Il est allé à Canaan.
He never worried about the distance and the price that he had to pay.
Il n'a pas regardé à la distance et au prix.
He was under a divine call.
Il était sous un appel divin.
The glory had been revealed to him.
La gloire a été révélée.
He had sensed the potential of what life could be.
Il avait senti le potentiel de ce que la
he had tasted of real life.
Il a goûté à la vraie vie.
And he knew in order for me to get this inheritance, I have to separate myself.
Et il a compris que pour que j'obtienne cet héritage,
and in his time, it was a physical separation.
En son temps, c'était une séparation physique.
Most of the time, we never call to a physical separation.
Plusieurs fois, souvent, nous sommes pas appelés à une
because we call to be lights in this world.
Parce que nous sommes appelés à être la lumière dans
it's
ce
a
monde.
Spiritual separation.
C'est une séparation spirituelle.
It's a refusal to compromise.
C'est un refus de compromettre.
It's setting the dividing line and saying, I go no further than this.
C'est établir la ligne de démarcation.
If you want to be my friend,
aller au-delà.
This is the grounds
si,
that you accept my
si
friendship.
Vous êtes mon ami, voici les limites.
And if you try to bring me beyond this line,
et si vous voulez m'amener au-delà,
we're not going to be friends. Anymore.
Nous ne serons plus amis.
If you don't respect
si vous ne respectez
my
pas
stand,
mes standards,
I'm sorry, but you don't have anything in common to fellowship about.
Je suis désolé, mais nous n'avons rien en commun.
And that's how the great people of the past were.
C'est ce que les grandes personnes du passé ont
they
fait.
They weren't compromisers.
Ils ne s'étaient jamais compromis.
Because there was a divine call.
Parce qu'il y avait un appel divin.
Because the burden of the Lord was upon them.
Parce que le poids
there was
du Seigneur
a deep
était sur eux. Il y avait une profondeur
that was calling to the deep in them.
Qui appelait une profondeur.
There was something in them that wanted to express itself.
Il y avait quelque chose en eux qui voulait s'exprimer.
They wanted to express Jehovah.
Ils voulaient exprimer Jéhovah.
And then, yes, there's a price to be paid.
Et il y a un prix à être
because it's got to be an unblemished sacrifice.
Parce que cela doit être un sacrifice sans blâme.
You don't need to get your line tangled up, the prophet was told, in these kind of times.
Vous ne voulez pas avoir vos lignes troublées en ce genre de moments.
But that's why Samson was called under that vow.
Mais c'est cela, Samson était appelé sous ce vœu.
He was born a Nazarite.
Il était né Nazirée.
It was a vow of separation.
C'était un vœu de séparation.
So the prophet says in those days,
le prophète dit en
if you just spoke the name of Samson,
si seulement tu prononces le nom de Samson,
the Philistines would get nervous.
Les Philistins devenaient nerveux.
When he was walking in his calling,
quand il marchait dans
when
son
he was appel, fulfilling the requirements of a Nazarite,
quand il remplissait les exigences des Nazirées,
the prophet says because he was the anointed servant of God.
Le prophète dit c'est parce qu'il était serviteur.
He was born with a Nazarite gift.
Il était né avec un don de Nazirée.
If you remember a couple of years back, we looked at that.
Et plusieurs années
passées, that there's the Nazarite gift. That you're born with. Then there's the Nazarite blessing.
Et il y a une bénédiction des Nazirées,
which is when God's glory comes upon the gift.
Qui, quand la gloire de Dieu vient sur le don,
to activate the gift.
Pour activer le don.
But it's all dependent on the Nazarite vow.
Mais tout cela dépend du vœu de Nazirée.
If you're faithful to keep your Nazarite vow,
si vous êtes fidèle en gardant le vœu de
the Nazarite blessing will keep coming on the Nazarite gift.
La bénédiction de Nazirée viendra sur le don.
And as long as Samson was faithful to his Nazarite vow,
et aussi longtemps que Samson était fidèle à
son whenever he had come in contact with the Philistines, because he had a deliverance ministry, the anointing would come, the Nazarite blessing, the prophet says, would come on his Nazarite gift. He'd feel back the seven locks of his Nazarite of his hair, the hair of a Nazarite vow. And the prophet says he was born of the Nazarite gift. And they knew there was nothing could stop that Nazarite gift as long as he held it. And friends, as long as we stay separated from sin, or if we sin, we put it under the blood and we forsake that sin, the enemy will never overcome us. He will never overcome us. And if we're being overcome on the enemy, it's the Nazarite vow. That's the problems coming in.
Et si nous sommes vaincus, c'est le vœu de Nazirée. C'est là que de là que vient le problème.
We're playing with our birthright in some way.
Nous jouons avec nos droits de
naissance. There's some compromise here somewhere.
Il y a quelques compromis.
Because God is faithful to His word.
Parce que Dieu est fidèle à sa parole.
God keeps every one of His promises every time.
Dieu garde chacune
as long as His people are faithful to the conditions.
Aussi longtemps que son peuple est fidèle à sa
condition. And the condition is no blemish.
Et la condition
no leaven in the sacrifice.
Pas de blâme sur
purge
le sacrifice.
Yourself, therefore, Paul said last
purifiez-vous,
night.
Paul,
purge out the leaven.
Enlevez toutes les vins.
That's where there's the price to be paid.
C'est là que le prix doit
the separation payer. Can be painful.
La séparation
because
peut
Delilahs are very pretty.
Parce que,
Delilahs are very pretty.
Delilah est si jolie.
And Delilahs speak with a silky voice.
Et elle parle avec une voix de séduction.
They're so seductive. Oh,
elle est si
séduisante. Oh Samson, I love you.
Et dit, oh, Samson, je
I never met anyone like you.
J'ai jamais vu un homme
yet
comme
in her heart, what was going on this?
Mais dans son coeur, c'est qu'il
avait. She had a devil's heart.
Elle avait un coeur du diable.
And her only desire was to bring him into captivity.
Et tout ce qu'elle cherchait, c'est
to blind his eyes.
L'aveugler.
To bring the Nazarite blessing off this man.
Fait sortir du lever de Nazirée.
That's what the world is like as well.
C'est ce que le monde est.
The prophet speaks about the slick-tongued boys.
Le prophète parle de cette langue.
It says they put so much cream in their hair.
Ce jeune homme a la langue séduisante qui
he says you could have taken his mother's lard tin, that's what he says, and poured on the boy's hair. And they used to slick back their hair in those days. They would come with their hot rod. Leather jacket, white t-shirt. You know how I like the Fonz, if you ever watch
that.
They were the real guys. And the young girl's in church and she sees that guy driving down the street in the hot rod. Ah, that's a real man. And God's saying, that's a sissy. There's no man in him at all. Manhood is character. The prophet says a man can bow himself down to the word. A man can overcome himself. But the world dresses itself up like that. It's like Delilah. Look how the girls of the world do themselves up. 14 years old and they look like they were 19 when I was growing up. Because of all the makeup. All the artificial beauty, the way they dress, the fashion, the way they show off their bodies. The prophet says that's a prostitute spirit on them, which makes them behave like that because they're trying to attract men. The message is straight, friends, but it's very scriptural. Because God looks at the spirit that's on a person. He says, that girl might say, but I'm still a virgin. I've never been touched by a man. He says, but on the day of judgment, you'll be guilty of adultery. Because the Bible says, if a man looks upon a woman with lust in his heart, and she's presented herself to him like that, he's already committed adultery with her. That's what Jesus said. And the prophet says it takes two to commit adultery. He says you'll be judged because of the spirit that's upon you. Not so much the deeds that you do sometimes. Because sometimes you don't even have to do the deed to be guilty. If you've lusted after someone, you're already guilty in the eyes of God. You've already fellowshipped with that spirit of lust. You've already bowed yourself down to that anointing. You've already fellowshipped with that anointing. All that's needed is to carry on with the physical act. But in the eyes of God, you're already fallen. You're already defiled. You need to be purged. You need to free yourself from that influence. And we saw it last night, that needs fasting and prayer, confession and crying to purge yourself. Not for forgiveness. God will forgive you the moment you're sorry for what you did.
Le pardon, Dieu va te le donner quand tu regrettes ce
but
que
to
tu
be
as
purged
fait.
Of that influence.
Mais pour être purgé de cette influence.
And Samson,
mais Samson
got deceived by Delilah.
Il a été de,
and he sold out, he compromised on his birthright.
Séduit par Delilah, il a vendu son droit.
And then they brought him into this condition now.
Et quand on l'a amené dans cet état,
that he had all the predestination.
Toute la
he had all the physical makeup that he was predestinated with.
Toute la condition physique à laquelle il était
prédestiné. But he lost the blessing.
Mais il avait perdu la
bénédiction. He lost the glory.
Il a perdu la gloire.
And here he was standing helpless before the people.
Maintenant, il se tenait sans espoir devant les
the
gens.
Prophet says, let's just think.
Le prophète dit, voyons,
I can see those warriors.
Je peux voir ces guerriers.
Some of them old veterans with scars on their faces.
Certains des vétérans avec des cicatrices sur le
looking
face,
at Samson standing
face.
There. And maybe many of those scars came because of Samson. There were many who could remember what Samson used to be. They remembered seeing him one time with a jawbone in his hand. And 1,000 Philistines laying dead at his feet. But now a little boy is leading him around by the hand. And I can remember how they questioned in their council. They used to gather their council. Hey, we need to have a special meeting, guys, please. What does this mean? How can one man destroy 1,000 of us? Don't you desire that testimony? Like when the sons of Sceva wanted to cast out those devils. And those devils says, Jesus we know. And Paul we know. But who are you? Paul was known in the right place. When they would have their council meetings down there in the regions of the lost. How can we overcome this man? There's too much glory in that man. We can't overcome this man. That's what they would do with Samson. They would have their council meetings. How can we overcome this man? They'd have their council meetings. When the news had been brought that a man, a mere man, took an old sunburned roasted jawbone of a mule.
Moisi.
How could a man?
Comment est-ce qu'un homme?
That's what they were asking.
Qu'est-ce ce qu'il demandait?
That's a great testimony, friend.
C'est un grand témoignage.
If people could look at you and say, "But how can you live that kind of a life?"
Si les gens
in this kind of an age,
dire,
with so much temptation,
dans cet âge avec toute cette tentation,
such a pressure to compromise,
avec un tas de pression pour compromettre,
the atmosphere is saturated with lukewarmness.
L'atmosphère est saturée de tiédeur.
What kind of person are you?
Quel genre de personne il est?
I want to be that man.
Je veux être ce
I want
personne.
That kind of a testimony.
Je veux ce genre de
because
témoignage.
Footprints in the sands of time.
Parce que le pas de sable dans
in every generation temps. Behind us is people that have lived that kind of a testimony.
Dans chaque génération, il y a des gens avant nous qui ont laissé
and
ce
we
genre
surrounded
de témoignage.
By a great cloud of witnesses.
Et nous sommes entourés par une grande nuée de
témoins. And we're in the final stage of the relay.
Et nous sommes à la dernière étape.
And Luther and his people ran well and they gave the baton there to Wesley and his people.
Et tous ces gens ont fait une bonne course.
And they finished their part of the course and they passed it on to the Pentecost.
Quand ils ont terminé leur course, ils ont donné à la génération.
And then they just finished their course and they handed on to
quand
us.
Ils ont terminé leur course, les
now there's the great cloud of witnesses
maintenant, il y a cette grande nuée
cheering us on
qui nous
to
regarde.
Say you need to finish the work.
Vous devez
you need to finish
travail.
The race.
Vous devez
we
la
can't be made perfect without you.
Nous ne pouvons pas être rendus parfaits
you
sans
need
vous.
To finish it up.
Vous devez le terminer.
And God predestined us to be in the most difficult of all the ages.
Et Dieu nous a permis d'être dans l'âge le plus difficile de
that's
tous.
How we said the other week.
C'est ce qu'on avait dit l'autre
that's
fois.
Why he gave us the greatest message. Of all the ages. The unveiling of God. The full unveiling of the glory of God. Friends, if we have this Nazirite gift that we predestinated to have, so we can manifest Christ in our age. The only thing left is a Nazirite vow.
La seule chose qui reste, c'est le vœu de Nazareth.
If we're being faithful to that Nazirite vow,
si nous sommes fidèles à ce vœu de Nazareth,
and as long as faithful was Samson was faithful,
et aussi longtemps que Samson était fidèle,
he says, how could a man take the jawbone of a mule and beat down 1,000 of them at one time?
Comment un homme peut-il prendre une mâchoire d'âne et tuer un millier de personnes?
Why the first lick with that brittle jawbone?
Comment a-t-il pu faire avec cette mâchoire
d'âne? It would fly to pieces on one of those helmets.
Et un seul coup la faisait voler en éclats.
They knew there was some supernatural strength.
Ils savaient qu'il y avait une force surnaturelle.
As he struck,
comme
right hand and left hand.
À gauche et à droite.
And every time he struck,
et chaque fois qu'il frappait,
the power of God struck with it.
La puissance de Dieu frappait avec.
If you remember, we looked at that idea. That's a commission.
Et si vous rappelez, c'est cela la commission.
That when you're walking faithful in the post of duty,
quand vous êtes fidèle au poste de devoir,
God goes with you.
Dieu va avec vous.
Whatever your ministry is, whatever you're calling,
peu importe ce que
friends, there's different types of ministries.
Il y a des différents types.
Like
de
we're saying, there's deliverance ministries.
Comme j'ai dit, il y a un ministère de
there's
deliverance.
There's teaching ministries.
Il y a un ministère d'enseignement.
There's administrative ministries.
Il y a des ministères de.
There's gifts of music, gifts of hospitality.
De musique, de
prophetic gifts,
les dons des prophéties,
gifts of faith,
les dons de la foi.
That's what God has predestinated in His people.
C'est ce à quoi Dieu a prédestiné.
And He just wants to pour His glory on it to activate that.
Il veut seulement déverser sa gloire pour l'activer.
He says it doesn't take what we would think.
Et cela n'exige pas ce que nous pensons.
A great thing.
Une grande chose.
To do something for God, to do something great for God.
Pour faire quelque chose de grand pour
the prophet saying it doesn't take a great thing that we would think of.
Le prophète dit cela ne demande pas de grandes choses comme nous le pensons.
He says it only takes a hand that's anointed with the Holy Ghost.
Il dit cela exige seulement une main ouinte de Dieu.
To strike down any enemy under any circumstances.
Pour frapper chaque ennemi en chaque circonstance.
And that was Samson's testimony for a long time.
C'était le témoignage de Samson pour
pendant. It doesn't matter what the enemy did.
Peu importe ce que l'ennemi fit.
God would strike them down.
Dieu allait les frapper.
The Nazirite blessing would come on the Nazirite gift.
Venant sur le don
it would kick into action again.
Va entrer en action.
And the lion would roar against him. He'd tear the lion apart.
Quand le lion va rugir devant lui, il va les déchirer.
When there were the gates of Gaza, he'd possess the gates of the enemy.
Les portails de Gaza, il les a possédés.
Then the prophet says,
dit,
when a man is in the line of duty for God,
sur le poste de devoir,
now you just have to ask yourself, what is your line of duty?
Vous seulement vous demander, quelle
what
est
is your
de devoir?
Calling? What is God calling you to do?
Qu'est-ce que Dieu vous a
he says, when a man is in the line of duty for God,
quand quelqu'un est sur la ligne de
there's no
Dieu,
gate Nothing can stand in his way. Is that not your testimony, friends? And whenever you find the enemy is not defeated, look back. How are you esteeming the birthright? What about the Nazirite vow? What about the separation? Because God is faithful to his people. When you find someone sick and they can't get healed, the prophet said, if there's sin in that life, you can pour gallons of oil on their head and heaven is not going to respond. There's nothing wrong with the oil. There's nothing wrong with the prayer that's been prayed. There's sin. You got to get the leaven out of the offering. And then God is faithful every time. Has God ever failed you? Never. God's never failed me. But I've failed God many times. That's where the mistake comes in. The prophet says, those Philistines looked at Samson standing there. And they said, his God has sure forsaken him. And the prophet said, it was wrong. He had forsaken his God. Because God has promised never to forsake you. But it's under certain conditions. It's got to be a strict walk, the prophet said. In adoption, he says, it's got to be a perfect walk. Perfect means, when there's a blemish, wash it in the blood. And he looks at you through the blood and you're perfect once again. That's what the prophet says. He says, but this is an example of what happens. When God's long suffering finally wears out. With you. That's what he's speaking about, Samson. God is long suffering. The man plays with the woman of Timnath. God still anoints the man. Goes down to Gaza to the harlot. God has long suffering on the man. But now it came to Delilah. And Samson went too far. God's patience ran out. The prophet says now he's long suffering. But remember, his patience has an end.
Rappelez-vous, sa patience a une limite.
Samson was doing wrong the very night they had him down there in Gaza.
Samson était bien cette même nuit à Gaza.
But finally, God had enough of it.
Après tout, Dieu en a eu marre.
Because he couldn't correct him.
Parce qu'il pouvait pas le corriger.
Now that's the key, friends.
C'est cela la clé.
We're all going to go astray.
Nous allons
all
tous,
we like sheep have gone astray.
Nous allons tous commettre des erreurs.
We're going to make our mistakes.
Nous allons faire des erreurs.
But if he can't correct us,
mais il peut nous corriger.
That's when you start getting ourselves in trouble.
Quand il peut pas nous corriger, c'est
and
là
Samson
que nous
got to the stage he couldn't be corrected anymore.
Et nous ne pouvons plus être corrigés.
He thought, God has blessed me, this anointing will keep coming no matter what I do.
Dieu m'a déjà béni, la bénédiction viendra peu importe.
God says he needs to learn a lesson.
Dieu lui a dit, tu dois apprendre une leçon.
And down he went into the prison house.
Alors il l'a envoyé dans la prison.
He says, God couldn't correct him.
Dieu ne pouvait pas le corriger.
He says, now my prayer is,
he
was preaching to the Pentecostals.
Il prêche aux Pentecôtistes.
God never let this Pentecostal church get to a place where God's patience is worn out with you.
Dieu ne permet pas que cette église arrive au point où Dieu, la patience de Dieu va s'épuiser.
He'll send messengers.
Il va envoyer des messagers.
He'll raise up prophets.
Il va élever des prophètes.
He'll tell you the word, bring his word back.
Il va envoyer dire sa parole, la ramener.
And then if you continually walk away from it,
et si vous continuez à vous en éloigner,
you'll find yourself blinded too.
Vous allez vous retrouver aveugle aussi.
Powerless.
Sans puissance.
Helpless.
Sans espoir.
Defeated.
Sans
and he says, I'm afraid that's the place we're getting to.
That's
why he said he still had all the machinery, Samson. But there was no more glory anymore. There was nothing to activate it anymore. There was nothing of God that would manifest itself anymore. Because God wanted to teach him a lesson. In the church age, it says, when Samson cut off his hair, he was like any other man. Put the leadership of the Holy Ghost aside. And the church is nothing but the world with God's name attached to it. Because he says,
Parce qu'il dit,
it's the glory of God that makes the difference.
Parce que c'est la gloire de Dieu qui
it's
fait
the
la
glory
différence.
Of God that distinguishes a believer from anybody else.
C'est la gloire de Dieu qui fait la différence
it's
entre
not
les
just
croyants
having
et les
the picture of the pillar of fire.
C'est pas seulement avoir la photo de la colonne.
If you remember that picture once that we had back home in Zimbabwe.
Je me rappelle la photo que nous avons une
it was called How Not to Testify to People. Yeah?
Il était appelé pour
and the guy had his hat with the dove symbol on it and he had his belt buckle.
Il y avait un monsieur
with a picture of an eagle and
avec
you have the pillar of fire embroidered on your pocket.
Avec des symboles partout sur le corps de la
no, you have all of the paraphernalia of the message.
Il avait des photos partout sur le corps,
but you don't have the glory.
Mais il n'a pas la gloire.
And it means nothing.
Cela ne veut rien dire.
Because God doesn't deliver through the outward ordinances of things.
Parce que Dieu ne délivre pas au travers de l'apparence extérieure.
So these people in Samuel, as we get to the point to close,
parce que ces gens, nous arrivons à la
when
fin,
they found themselves at the beginning of the book of Samuel without the glory of God anymore,
quand ils se sont retrouvés au début du livre de Samuel sans la gloire de Dieu,
being defeated by the enemies,
vaincus par l'ennemi,
they should have looked back to the last move of God.
Ils auraient dû regarder au dernier mouvement de Dieu.
Where did Samson go wrong?
Où est-ce que Samson a commis des
erreurs? So that he compromised on his Nazarite vow.
Il a essayé de compromis sur son vœu de Nazaréen.
But they didn't do that.
Mais ils ne l'ont pas fait.
Let's look now. We get to the point. 1 Samuel chapter 4.
1 Samuel chapitre 4.
So chapter 1 is Hannah.
Chapitre 1, c'est Anna.
Hannah is the first person to enter into that prophetic dimension.
C'est Anna qui est la première personne à entrer dans
and
cette
she prays
dimension.
That prayer of faith.
Elle a prié la prière
and
de la
says,
foi.
Lord, if you will give me a man child,
dit, Seigneur, si tu me
I'll give him to the Lord all the days of my life.
Garçon, je vais le donner au Seigneur tous les
Hannah
jours.
Says, I'll make him a Nazarite.
Anna dit, je vais lui faire un
and God needed a Nazarite.
Et Dieu avait besoin d'un
and
Nazarite.
Hannah managed to move into that realm.
Et Anne s'est
she discerned the need of God in that day.
Dans cette dimension et comprendre
because the Bible says there was Eli and Hophni, the
parce que
the
la
priests,
dit qu'il y avait Eli
and they were
Hophni
sleeping with the woman in the gate of the in the doors of the tabernacle.
Ils dormaient au port du tabernacle.
Friends, these scandals will always be there.
Il y a des scandales.
And there was Eli and his eyes had got dim.
Et il y avait Eli avec
and God needed a man.
Aveugle. Dieu a amené
God l'homme. Needed a Nazarite.
Dieu avait besoin
and Hannah Israël. Moved into that realm.
Et Anna
and she prayed according to the will of God.
Elle a prié Dieu.
And she said, Lord, I won't keep him for myself, I'll give him to the Lord.
Elle a dit, Seigneur, je vais pas le garder,
let
je
him
vais
be a Nazarite unto the Lord.
Un Nazirien.
And the Lord said, you're praying exactly according to my desire.
Seigneur a dit, tu pries exactement
because your
la,
desire
and
my desire are exactly the same.
Parce que ton désir et les miens
the
sont
deep
exactement
that you are
same.
Feeling is the deep that I'm feeling.
La profondeur que tu sens est la même que
and
je
that's
sens.
Why the blessing of the priesthood came upon Hannah.
C'est pourquoi la bénédiction de la
and she conceived and she brought forth Samuel.
Et elle conçut
which means asked of God. She was, she made supplication. And God heard her supplication. Because she moved into that channel. Different than all the other children of Israel at that time. She really sensed what was required in that season. And then chapter 3, Samuel's growing up and he hears the voice of the Lord. And then Eli teaches him now how to respond to the calling in his life. And it says at the end of chapter 3, verse 19, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. So God raised up the spirit of prophecy once again. Because God was feeling for his people.
Parce que Dieu sentait pour
and
son
God
peuple.
Wanted to minister his people back into the right condition.
Dieu voulait ramener son peuple à la bonne condition.
So that God could do what he always wanted to do.
Because
they were his
faire.
People and he loves his people.
Parce qu'il aimait son peuple.
So he raises up Samuel.
Il éleva
and
Samuel.
He's a prophet.
Il était prophète.
And the Lord reveals himself by vision to this man Samuel. And it says in verse 20, and all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. Everybody knew this man's a prophet. They could all speak about the prophet. God's raised us a prophet.
Verse
21, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. And the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. So God now had found a vessel.
Dieu a trouvé maintenant un vase.
And he was a prophet.
Il était un
prêtre. And he was a priest.
Il était un prêtre.
He could make intercession for the people.
Il pouvait faire l'intercession
the difference between Samson and Samuel, Samson wasn't a priest.
La différence entre Samson et Samuel, Samson était
He never
prêtre.
Felt for the people.
Il n'a pas eu ce poids pour
He never recognized this Nazarite gift is for the people.
Il n'a pas senti que ce vœu de Naziréen est pour
He never could stand in the gap between God and the people.
Il ne pouvait jamais se tenir sur la brèche entre le peuple et Dieu.
See what God required and feel on behalf of the people.
Et voir ce que Dieu exigeait et le sentir pour les gens.
He wanted to use it for himself and his glory.
Il voulait l'utiliser pour lui-même et pour
So God raised up Samuel.
Et Dieu a élevé Samuel.
And the Lord says, I will raise up a faithful priest.
Et Dieu a dit, je le verrai.
And that's what he was. He was a priest and he was a prophet. And he judged Israel.
Il était prophète sacrificateur.
So this was everything that Israel needed. God had raised it up now.
Et tout ce dont Israël avait besoin, Dieu l'a suscité.
And God brought the message of the hour to this man.
Et Dieu a amené le message de l'heure à cet homme.
Chapter 4, verse 1.
Chapitre 4, verset 1.
And the word of Samuel came to all Israel.
Et la parole de Samuel est venue.
Everybody had the message books.
Et chacun avait les livres de
Everybody had the MP3s in their house.
Tout le monde avait des MP3 dans la
Everyone
maison.
Had the picture of Samuel with a pillar of fire over his head.
Tout le monde avait la photo de Samuel avec la colonne de feu.
This was the covenant people of God.
C'était le peuple
They all knew God's raised a prophet.
L'alliance de Dieu quand Dieu élève un prophète.
And they said, wonderful, we message believers.
Il dit, c'est merveilleux, nous sommes des croyants du message.
Verse 2.
Verset 2.
Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines pitched in Aphek. Aphek means a stronghold or a fortress.
Aphek veut dire une forteresse, une tour forte.
So the enemy made a stronghold right in the inheritance.
L'ennemi a construit une forteresse juste dans l'héritage.
He does it with us as well.
Il le fait aussi
He comes right in our inheritance and he wants to build a fortress, a stronghold right in your experience.
Il vient droit dans notre héritage et il veut construire une forteresse là-dedans.
When you're out of the spirit, when there's no glory, he does those things.
Quand il veut, vous êtes sorti de l'esprit.
And all these years since Samson, they've not been able to overcome
et tous ces jours,
the stronghold of the enemy
il n'avait pas pu
in the inheritance.
Les forteresses de l'ennemi
dans so they say, wonderful, we've got all the message books.
Ils ont dit, c'est merveilleux.
God's raised us a prophet.
Dieu nous a donné un prophète.
Let's go and possess our inheritance, brothers.
Allons posséder notre héritage.
And they had such a great meeting.
Et il y avait une grande réunion.
And they said, let's go up.
Allons-y.
Verse 2.
Verset 2.
And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines. And they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. Friends. Hey, and the brothers were coming back saying, we don't understand what's going on.
Les frères revenaient en disant, nous
what's happening?
Ce qui se passe. Qu'est-ce qui se
How can these things be numbered in the midst of the camp of the children of God?
Comment ces choses peuvent-elles
no,
compter dans les camps du
we've done something wrong here.
Nous avons fait quelque chose ici.
Verse 3.
Verset 3.
And when the people were coming to the camp, the elders of Israel said, wherefore has the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Why has God done this to us? We believers.
Nous sommes des croyants.
This is our inheritance.
C'est notre héritage.
God's not allowed to do this to
Dieu ne peut pas permettre cela.
Friends, when the enemy smites you,
quand l'ennemi te frappe,
humble
ennemi,
yourself.
Humilie-toi.
Humble yourself before the Lord.
Humilie-toi devant
they should
le
have
Seigneur.
Gone and inquired of the Lord.
Ils devaient être partis.
Yeah, they had Samuel right there.
Et
the
Samuel
word of the
là-bas.
Lord coming to the prophet.
La parole de Dieu vient au prophète.
They should have gone to him and said, where's the problem here?
Ils auraient dû partir demander où est le
they
problème.
Didn't worry about Samuel.
Ils s'inquiètent pas de
we
Samuel.
Believers, we can do it ourselves.
Nous sommes des croyants, nous pouvons
We're going to go and possess the gate of this enemy.
Nous allons, il a dit que nous
and then they found out, oh, we know where the problem is.
Ils ont dit, ah, nous savons là se trouve le problème.
In verse 3 it says, let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it comes among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. Friends, let's bring this wooden box here.
Allons chercher l'arche.
The ark will save us. We know that's where we made our mistake. Let's listen. Let's have special meetings. We'll invite this brother to come and so forth.
Ayons une réunion spéciale. Nous allons inviter tel frère à venir.
And they brought the ark.
Et ils ont amené l'arche.
Out of the tabernacle. They're not supposed to do this.
Ils l'ont sorti du tabernacle. Ils ne sont pas censés le faire.
Verse 4. So the people sent to Shiloh, that's where the tabernacle was,
ils sont allés à Silo, là où
that they may bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant. Hey, And here comes these two adulterers carrying the ark.
Et voici ces deux adultères portant l'arche en train de venir avec.
And the men, they say, we're going to be delivered now. The ark's come.
Et dit, les hommes ont dit, nous allons être délivrés.
I've got all the MP3s.
Nous avons toutes les MP3.
I've got a picture of the pillar of fire by my bed.
J'ai la photo de la colonne de feu.
I've got Hoffman's head of Christ right when you walk into my house.
J'ai la photo de Christ.
I'm a real message believer.
Dans ma maison, je suis un vrai.
That's what these brothers were doing.
C'est ce qu'ils faisaient.
They thought the ark was going to save them. My friend, the ark without the glory of God is never going to save anybody. The ark without the God of the ark doesn't do any good. And they bring it up with Eli and Hophni now. Verse 5. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so the earth rang. Hey, friends, that was a meeting they had that day. Hey. Brothers were kicking over the chairs and they were singing, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. And the noise was so much, the building was shaking. It was such a worship meeting. But unfortunately, God wasn't in any of it. God was notably absent from the proceedings. God was looking down and saying, you haven't learned.
Dieu regardait et disait, vous n'avez rien appris.
Friends, this is a serious mistake. They should have looked back to Samson and said, hey,
ils auraient dû
we can have all the apparatus,
Samson.
We can have the ark, we can have the priesthood, we can have all these things.
Nous pouvons avoir l'arche, nous pouvons avoir la sacrificature, nous pouvons
but
avoir
when the glory
choses,
is not manifesting itself on
mais
behalf
quand
of the
la
people,
ne se manifeste pas au milieu du peuple,
there's something wrong here.
Il y a quelque chose qui
and instead of going to search and find out where the fault was,
ils devaient chercher
they thought, we just need to put more enthusiasm into it.
Nous devons seulement mettre
let's change the song leader. Let's put a song leader that gets us with more marching songs. Let's change the preacher. Let's get someone who comes and preaches a positive message all the time. We don't need someone coming to tell us we need to be a burnt offering all the time. We're tired of that kind of preaching. We're the children of God. Let's go and take our inheritance. Let's go, yeah. And they started marching down to the Philistines. Friends, and the earth was shaking as they marched. And they were singing their songs there. We're marching to Zion. It was a wonderful time. But God wasn't in it. Because they weren't meeting the conditions. So they come down now. Look, verse 6. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what means the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Lord was coming to the camp. And the Philistines were afraid. Friends, the devil knows what the message will do. And they said, those people have got the ark there. Now we're in trouble. For they said, God is coming to the camp. They thought the ark was God because they used to worship idols as well. Friends, God is the Shekinah. God isn't the ark. The Shekinah sits above the ark under the right conditions. And if the Shekinah isn't anointing the ark, there's something wrong somewhere. And the Philistines were afraid and they said, woe unto us, for there's not been such a thing heretofore. The friends, the enemies were scared. Verse 8, woe unto us. Who shall deliver us out of the hands of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Now they're mixing up their Bible stories a little bit, but they know enough. God never smote anybody in the wilderness with plagues, the Egyptians. But they know the testimony of, we know this God. We know what he did back there when the prophet was here, Moses. We know how he opened that Red Sea. These guys, but you got to give them 10 out of 10 for their courage, these men. Look at them. Verse 9. Be strong. Quit yourselves like men, O you Philistines, that you be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. And they took out their swords, they girded up their loins and said, let's rather die rather than be slaves.
Ils ont pris leurs épées, ils ont dit,
10 out of 10 for their attitude. 10 out of they were right.
C'est juste.
Verse 10. And the Philistines fought. And Israel was smitten. And they fled every man to his tent. And there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. Hey, was even a bigger disaster than last time.
C'était un désastre plus grand que celui d'avant.
Verse 11. And the ark of God was taken. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. Hey. And then somebody runs back to the camp now and comes to tell them, we've lost.
Quelqu'un rentre vite dans le camp pour leur dire.
And he has Eli sitting by the tabernacle.
Et Elie était là,
and they say, the ark of the Lord has been taken by the Philistines. He gets such a shock, he falls over backwards and he breaks his neck and he dies.
Il est tombé de derrière et il a brisé son
and he has Phinehas' wife, she's about to deliver.
Et la femme de Phinehas était
and the news comes to her that her father-in-law and her husband have died in the battle.
Quand elle a appris que son père,
and
son
it's such a shock to her. She goes into labor.
Elle est entrée dans les douleurs
and what does she bring forth?
Et qu'est-ce qu'elle apporte?
Verse 21.
Verset 21.
And she named the child Ichabod.
Elle a appelé l'enfant Ichabod.
Saying the glory has departed from Israel.
Que la gloire s'en est allée.
Because the ark of God was taken.
Parce que
and because
Dieu
her father-in-law and her husband died.
Parce que son beau-père et sa,
and
son
she said the glory has departed from Israel. For the ark is taken. No,
parce
it's not true.
A été
the glory had already forsaken Israel. Depart from it even before when they had the ark. But she was right. It was Ichabod. The glory had departed. Though they were the sons and daughters of God. Though they were the covenant people of God. Though they were in the promised land. Though they could speak of great testimonies of the past. But the glory of the Lord had departed. And now for the next couple of chapters, as we close, Israel gets so discouraged. For 20 years,
pendant 20 ans,
they have Samuel, the prophet there.
Ils avaient Samuel, le prophète là-bas.
20 years.
20 ans.
They don't want to serve God anymore.
Mais ils voulaient plus
God let us down. We had a special prayer meeting and he never delivered our brother that was
ils
sick.
Ont dit, Dieu nous a abandonné.
We're not going to serve the Lord anymore.
Nous avions des réunions spéciales.
It's like they were disheartened. Because when they needed God, where was God?
Ils ont dit, quand nous avions besoin de Dieu, où était-il?
They had the whole story back to front here.
Ils avaient tout
they had Samuel there all the time, friends.
Samuel était là
they had this prophetic channel.
Ils avaient cette,
they had this man that could come and get right into the mind of God and tell them exactly where their problem was.
Ils avaient la personne qui pouvait entrer droit dans la pensée de Dieu.
But it took them two defeats and then 20 years without the ark.
Mais cela leur a coûté deux défaites et 20
before finally they got so discouraged with the way that things were
ils étaient si découragés
that you come to chapter 7. Chapter 5 and 6 is the 7 months when the ark was with the Philistines. And then the rest of the time to fill up the 20 years. Chapter 7, verse 1. And they came and they brought the ark. Okay, verse 2. And it came to pass when the ark abode at Kirjath-Jearim that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. So finally they're getting to the stage now that they're lamenting.
Ils sont arrivés au moment où ils
they're saying, but where's the Lord? Where's his glory?
Où est sa gloire?
Where are the old days?
Où sont les vieux
jours? How can you bring these things back?
Comment peut-il ramener ces choses?
And then the Lord must have spoken to Samuel.
Le Seigneur doit avoir parlé à quelqu'un maintenant.
He says, the people are ready to hear now.
Il dit, les gens sont prêts maintenant.
And chapter 7, verse 3. And Samuel spoke unto all the house of Israel. It's now all of a sudden they've gone to the right resource.
Samuel, ils sont allés à la bonne source.
And Samuel now starts to minister to them.
Samuel a commencé maintenant à
leur prêcher. God starts to reveal to them what's required.
Dieu a commencé à leur révéler les exigences.
And Samuel spoke unto the house of Israel, saying, and this was the key, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, put away the strange gods and the Ashtoreth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve Him only. That was the condition.
C'était ça la condition.
Why had they not done this for 20 years?
Pourquoi?
They think they're going to defeat the Philistines, yet they're worshipping Baal. They're worshipping Ashtoreth.
Les Philistins, ils adorent Baal et Astarté.
And they're wondering, why is the glory not manifesting itself?
Et ils se demandent pourquoi la gloire ne se manifeste
and here pas. Was the messenger and the message to tell them exactly what they needed to do.
Et voici le message et le messager.
Was make up your minds if you're going to serve God.
Si Décidez-vous si vous
if you want
Dieu.
God to deliver you,
si vous voulez que Dieu
serve
vous délivre,
him with all your heart.
Servez-le de
separate yourself from all unbelief.
Séparez-vous
get rid of the idols out of your house. Let there be a house cleaning time.
Qu'il y ait un nettoyage dans la maison.
Line up with the word. Put yourself
la
under the preeminence of the word once
placez-vous
again.
Sous la préeminence de la parole une fois de plus.
That was the price that we're going to have to pay.
C'était cela le prix
so there was no longer going to be Ichabod. The glories depart, but they want the glory to return.
Ils ne voulaient plus Ichabod, ils voulaient que la gloire
and Samuel revienne. Showing them now, this is what you've got to do.
Samuel leur montre
he preaches
faire.
The real message to them.
Il leur prêche le vrai message.
And he says at the end of verse 3,
à la fin du verset 3,
prepare your hearts unto the Lord. And serve him only. And he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. He always wanted to do it. But God can't break his word, friends. Why is God going to deliver an idol worshiper? Why is God going to deliver compromises? People who can't make up their minds about the message. He wants to, but you need to make up your mind. Come out on one side or the other. If God is good, let's serve him and let's do it properly. Otherwise, let's go back to the denominations and worship Baal.
Sinon, rentrons dans les dénominations et adorons Baal.
And that's what the message of Samuel was telling them to do.
C'est ce que le message de Samuel leur disait.
And the brothers responded.
Et les frères ont répondu.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtoreth and served the Lord only. Friends, that was the whole problem. That's all God wanted them to do.
C'était là tout le problème.
Everything they'd gone through, God was just trying to teach them the simple principle.
Toutes choses de qu'ils ont
line up with the word once again.
C'est raligner à la parole.
Stop compromising.
Arrêtez
stop touching the unclean things.
Arrêtez de toucher les
choses impures. Serve God with all your heart.
Servez Dieu de tout votre cœur.
So now they called another meeting, verse 5.
Maintenant, ils appellent
now this was going to be a different kind of meeting.
Maintenant, ce sera une réunion
they've had their shouting meetings before without the glory.
Ils avaient ces réunions de cris sans gloire.
Now the prophet calls them to a meeting.
Maintenant, le prophète les appelle à une réunion.
And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord. That symbolized pouring out their own souls before the Lord.
C'est comme déverser votre âme devant le Seigneur.
It's like Hannah poured out her soul before the Lord.
C'est comme Anne déversant son âme devant
these people came and poured themselves out before
ces
the
gens
Lord.
Sont venus, se sont
and they wanted to find some way to show how they felt and they took water and they were pouring it on the ground. And they fasted on that day.
Et ils ont gêné ce jour-là.
And said there,
ils ont dit,
we have sinned against the Lord.
Nous avons péché contre le Seigneur.
And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah.
Et Samuel jugea les
for the first time since this prophet is raised up,
depuis, pour la première
the
fois,
people are willing to be judged by him.
Les gens, pour la première fois, les gens
the people are willing to come into this prophetic channel themselves. Let the word have
les
jurisdiction.
De venir au
let the message judge us.
Que le message nous juge.
What the message says we're going to do.
C'est que le message dit, nous allons le
friends,
faire.
This was the missing element in all of the things
c'était
that we're doing.
La chose manquante dans
up to
ces
this
choses.
Point, they had the message.
Jusque
they had Samuel was there. The word of Samuel went right throughout Israel.
Ils avaient Samuel, la parole de Samuel
but what good did it do them until they were willing to be judged by that word.
Dieu ne pouvait pas les faire jusqu'à ce qu'ils acceptent d'être jugés par cette parole.
This is preeminence now.
C'est cela la prééminence.
This is a willingness to submit and give in.
C'est la volonté de s'abandonner.
This is now the lamb and the dove.
C'est maintenant l'agneau et la
the
colombe.
Dove can lead them because they become lambs once
l'agneau, la colombe peut les conduire parce
they've got
des
the right attitude. And they're confessing we've sinned against the
ils ont
Lord.
Confessé qu'ils ont
we haven't been faithful to our Nazarite calling.
Nous n'avons pas été fidèles à notre
we haven't been faithful to our Nazarite vow.
Nous n'avons pas été fidèles à notre vœu de
Nazaire. And they're repenting before the Lord.
Ils se repentirent devant Dieu.
Now the enemy is always going to respond. Verse 7.
Qu'est-ce que l'ennemi va répondre, verset 7.
And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. They sent the big shots down.
Maintenant, ils envoient un grand coup maintenant.
You do it, friends. Start seeking the Lord and see how the enemy raises his ugly face. And he sends the big shots down, the lords of the Philistines. Let's stop this move while it's young. We can't afford. to let things go any further than this.
Nous ne devons pas les laisser aller plus
These people
ça.
Are gathering and being judged by their prophet.
Ces gens réunis être sous la conduite d'un prophète.
They've made their things right. They fasted. They poured themselves out.
Ils ont tout arrangé. Ils ont gêné. Ils se sont déversés.
If you don't get there quickly, nothing's going to stop these people.
Si nous ne faisons pas vite, rien.
And that was the truth. Nothing was going to stop these people if they continued going the way that they were.
Qui étaient dans la condition ils étaient.
So they came against them. Verse 8, and the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. Verse 9, here comes the burnt offering. And Samuel took a sucking lamb. The Bible said it had to be the eighth day, 8 days old, and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. That represents Israel now.
Cela représente Israël maintenant.
They've consecrated themselves wholly to the Lord.
Ils se sont consacrés à Dieu.
Now we can expect some kindling of the fire on the altar.
Maintenant on peut s'attendre à.
Now we can expect some manifestation of the fire of Jehovah.
À une certaine manifestation du feu de Jéhovah maintenant.
So he offers this.
Maintenant il offre cela.
And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. Hey. The Lord would say before to Samuel, don't pray about this man to me anymore. I'm not going to hear you.
Avant Dieu pouvait dire à Samuel, ne prie pas pour ces gens.
Many times God would say in the Bible, don't pray to me.
Plusieurs fois Dieu avait dit, ne me priez pas.
They married to their idols. Leave them alone.
Ils sont mariés aux idoles. Laissez-les tranquilles.
But now when he prays, God hears.
Maintenant quand il prie, Dieu écoute.
Heaven responds.
Le ciel répond.
Verse 10, and as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. What was the difference here? Same weapon, same army, same battlefield. Jehovah was the difference. His glory makes the difference, friends. But there's a price to get the glory back. There's a price to keep the glory. It's the Nazarite vow. It's the separation. It's serving him with all your heart. And the men of Israel, verse 11, went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Bethkar. Israel took the initiative.
Israel prit l'initiative.
The whole thing changed. They were on the defensive all these years.
La chose, ils étaient dans la défensive.
Now the Lord manifests himself.
Maintenant, quand Dieu se manifeste,
and the whole church starts going forward again. Let's possess our inheritance.
Allons posséder notre
Let's terre. Go and take back what they've taken from us.
Allons reprendre
the Lord's terre. Going before. The Lord has thundered upon the enemy.
Le Seigneur a hey. Vengé sur l'ennemi.
And then they went forth.
Et ils se sont avancés.
And Samuel took a stone. Friends, that was a memorial. They were never going to forget that time. And set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Yeah. Friends, don't you love those stones in your experience? Those places, those milestones as you look back.
And
you see the place where the Lord manifests himself. Have a look at the attitude of your heart at that time. It always met a certain condition. And Jehovah will always manifest himself. Just to finish, look how long the revival lasted. Verse 13, so the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. As long as they stayed under that prophetic eagle anointing, be judged of Samuel. The enemies could do nothing against them. The same enemies that had prevailed over them for years. Verse 14. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel. A restoration time. People's joy was restored. People's power was restored. People's worship was restored. People's health was restored. People's wealth was restored. It was a restoring time. From Ekron even unto Gath. And the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. Friends, they got into a place of peace. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in the circuit to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. And there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. Friends, that's exactly our day.
C'est comme cela dans nos jours.
We have everything we need, friends.
Nous avons tout ce dont nous avons besoin. Nous n'avons plus pas besoin de
plus. Just to take advantage, make full use of the things that God has given us.
C'est seulement prendre avantage.
Just to bring ourselves back under that anointing again.
C'est nous ramener encore dans ce.
That when the word, the message of the hour comes and judges you.
Pour que la parole, le message de l'heure vienne nous juger.
Just be like them.
Soyons comme eux.
We've sinned against the Lord.
Nous avons péché contre le
Seigneur. Separate yourself from those idols.
Séparez-vous de ces
idoles. Separate yourself from unbelief.
Séparez-vous de l'incrédulité.
And have a look at what he does to your enemies.
Et voyez ce qu'il va faire.
Have a look how you'll thunder against your enemies as well.
Voyez comment il va vaincre vos ennemis.
And that's the mystery.
C'est cela le mystère.
Behind when people can't get healed.
Pourquoi les gens ne
the mystery when people can't be delivered from their weaknesses.
Pourquoi les gens ne peuvent pas être délivrés de leurs faiblesses.
It's all happened in the past.
Cela est arrivé.
These things happen for examples.
Ces choses sont arrivées pour nous servir
d'exemple. That we can learn thereby.
Pour que nous puissions apprendre.
But what a glorious end.
Mais quelle fin glorieuse.
They had glory.
Ils avaient la gloire.
As long as they stayed under the Samuel as the judge. All
les
the days of his life, as long as Samuel's influence was there.
Aussi longtemps que l'influence de Samuel,
and they were willing to be under that ministration in that day.
Acceptaient d'être sous cette
the enemy could do nothing against
them. L'ennemi ne
That's our prayer as well. Let's stand. Let's come to a time of worship, saints, before we close in a word of prayer. If I had to give it a title,
si je vais donner un titre, hein?
It was from Ichabod to Ebenezer. That's where they went.
De Ichabod à Ebenezer.
They went from Ichabod. The glory is departed.
Ichabod, la gloire était partie.
And they followed a certain way that God led them. Then they came to Ebenezer.
Ils ont suivi une certaine voie.
Hitherto has the Lord helped us. And they put up a memorial stone there.
Et ils ont construit un mémorial.
Let it be so.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory. Salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
This is my story.
This is my story. This is my soul. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Submission,
perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my side, angels descending, bring from above. Of mercy, whispers of love.
This is my story.
This is my story. This is my soul. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. Savior all the day long. submission. Opens that grace.
What is that grace?
I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting,
watching and waiting,
looking above,
looking above,
filled with His goodness, lost in His love.
This is my story.
This is my story. This is my soul.
This is my soul.
I'm praising my Savior all the day long.
All the day long.
This is my soul.
This is my story.
This is my soul.
Oh, my song.
My Savior, all the day long.
This is my story.
This is my story. This is my soul.
Oh, my soul.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
All the day long.
This is my story.
Story.
This is my soul.
Oh, my song.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
Let's sing one more song. Then we come to a time of prayer, saints, just before we close. Let's sing that song, I Bless Your Name, once again. You might be in prisoner's chains. Respond to Him. Have the right attitude to the Lord, to His word.
Amen.
And see how He'll manifest Himself.
In prisoner's chains,
with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas, let's pray the night, and in their pain began to sing.
Oh, they began to sing.
The chains were loose.
Oh, the chains were loose.
And they were free.
I bless Your name.
I bless Your name.
Oh,
I bless Your name.
Hallelujah.
I give You honor. I give You praise.
You are.
Bless Your name.
Some midnight hour.
Some midnight hour.
Oh,
if
you
should find.
Oh, you find you in
a prayer.
Turn in your mind.
Reach out.
I bless Your name.
I bless Your name.
Hallelujah.
I bless Your name.
Oh Lord,
I give You honor. I give You praise.
You are
light.
You are the light.
The truth, the way.
The truth and the way.
I bless Your name.
Oh, we bless You.
I bless Your name.
So if you find, so if you
find,
oh,
that in Your life,
You in the midst
of times so hard,
reach out.
Bless Your name.
Hallelujah.
give you honor. I give you praise. You are
the light.
You are
the truth, the way.
The truth and the way.
Bless your name.
Oh, we bless you, Lord. I bless your name.
Let's bow our heads, saints. Let's just have an opportunity to respond to the Lord.
Ayons seulement une opportunité pour répondre au Seigneur.
You know where you are in your life.
Vous savez où vous êtes dans
you know exactly where you are.
Vous savez exactement où vous êtes.
That song says you may be in a place.
Cette chanson dit vous pouvez être
dans that you're in a prison in your mind.
Où vous êtes prisonnier dans votre pensée.
You may be bound by chains.
Vous êtes ligoté par des chaînes.
And you're just wondering what is the way out.
Et vous demandez seulement la voie de sortie.
Why not just humble yourself?
Pourquoi ne pas seulement vous humilier
before him?
Devant lui.
And say, Lord,
et dire, Seigneur,
I'm looking to you.
Je regarde à toi.
Solomon said,
Salomon avait dit,
if your people are in trouble,
si ton peuple est dans les
no matter where they be,
peu importe où ils sont,
no matter the circumstances they have,
peu importe les circonstances,
and they look unto this holy temple,
et qui regardent vers ce saint temple,
and they seek the face of God
et qu'ils cherchent in prayer, la face de Dieu en prière,
he said, oh Lord,
hear
from heaven
du ciel
and deliver.
Et
and the prophet said Solomon backslid.
Dit,
and the temple was done away with.
But
we have something far greater.
Mais nous avons quelque chose
we have the perfect temple.
Nous avons le temple.
We have the Lord Jesus Christ.
Nous avons le Seigneur Jésus.
We have the one
nous avons celui
in whom the Father placed the fullness of his name.
Dans lequel Alleluia.
And friends, he's a great high priest
Alleluia.
Who can be touched by the feelings of infirmity.
He's
a far more faithful priest than Samuel ever was.
Il est un sacrificateur beaucoup
although
plus
Samuel was
Samuel.
A great man of God. And he'll be touched like the woman who touched his garment. Let's enter a time of prayer. If you're seeking salvation, speak to the rock like the song says. If you're seeking deliverance, speak to the rock. If you're seeking a revival in your soul, speak to the rock. Let's all seek him before we go. Let's pray. Father, bring in ourselves unto thee upon this day as your people. How we just look unto thee, Lord. Father, you are the God of glory. Father, you are the God of Israel. Father, even as we read in the Bible, Father, you are the God of the host of Israel, Lord. And Father, we do come unto thee upon this day. For how we need thee, Lord, each day. How we need you. God, humble myself before you to give myself unto thee. Bless us as we go from this place. Help us, please, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name I pray for your glory, Lord. With thanksgiving I pray to God. In Jesus' name I pray. Let your will be done, Lord, as I look to thee. Amen, amen, amen. If anybody has a request, you want to raise your hand to the Lord, we ask Brother George if you'd kindly close for us in a word of prayer. Yes, Lord.
Father, your word has been spoken, Lord, this day, yesterday. Father, we are in a communion, Lord, Father, with thee. Lord, let it not just be a once-off communion a month, but let it be, Lord, Savior, Lord, as David, Lord.
Amen.
Father, he displayed by your life where, Lord, Savior, he communed with thee.
Yes, Lord.
Father, a number of times in a day.
Amen.
Let us be a people, Father, who would, Lord, Savior, not cease, Lord Savior, Father, in prayers. Not cease as Lord Savior. We were, Lord Savior, instructed by your Holy Spirit in fastings, Lord. Father, Lord, God,
Amen.
Not cease, Lord. Father, in getting into your word, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for when we become Lord Savior, Father, the Lord, and when we drink from that fountain,
yes.
Then we can go out, Lord. Lord, and witness, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, to all neighboring areas, Lord Savior. Then we can be a testimony,
yes, Lord.
A living testimony, Lord, a people
Amen.
Who embody,
Amen.
Lord Savior, the great I am, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
Then people, Lord Savior, Father, would know that we are people, Lord Savior, who live a life, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Oh God, Lord Savior, a life that is holy and righteous, Lord Savior
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father,
yes,
we
Lord.
Don't want to be a people that are just doing the notions, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for Lord Savior, for some of us, Lord, Lord, we know how to say the right things, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Know how to do the right things, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we know the quotes, Lord. We know where to say amen, Lord Savior. But Lord, Father, it's just coming from the Lord Savior intellectual experience, Lord Savior
oh,
God.
Lord.
We want Lord Saviour. That comes, Lord Saviour, even as the prophet said, Lord. Amen. From the inside going out, Lord Saviour, God. Yes, for you, Lord. Work on the inside, Lord Saviour, God. Amen. Father, we just desire, Lord Saviour, that you, Lord Saviour, may embody, Lord Saviour, Father, the inside man, Lord Saviour,
yes,
God. Lord, then, Lord Saviour, we can be, Lord, an inside life that just keeps growing from glory unto glory unto glory,
yes,
Lord Saviour.
Yes, Lord,
then, Lord Saviour, Father, when your word is ministered of unity, Lord, Father, Lord, it would just happen by itself, Lord.
Yes, Lord,
it's nothing, yes, that I, Lord, do, Lord, yes, Saviour, but something, Lord Saviour, that keeps pulsating outside of me, Lord Saviour,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Let it be, Lord Saviour. Father, Lord, a life of sacrifice, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, a life of surrender, Lord Saviour.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, a sincere life, Lord Saviour. That, Lord Saviour, when we, Lord Saviour, surround maybe a brother or sister, Lord, who's low in spirit, Lord. Lord, we just lift them up,
yes,
Lord,
Lord. Yes,
by
Lord.
Your presence that is glowing amidst us, oh God. Father, even as our brother, Lord, expressed,
yes, Lord,
this morning, Lord, we don't want to be, Lord, a painted, Lord Saviour, fire.
Amen.
We want to be, Lord Saviour,
yes, Lord,
a true sacrifice, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, a sacrifice,
yes, Lord,
that's,
yes,
burning, Lord,
Lord,
even upon the altar, Lord,
amen,
Saviour.
Yes,
Lord, and we want to be, Lord Saviour,
amen,
burning in such a way that we won't burn for 2 minutes, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, like the fake coals they make this day.
Amen.
But we want to be, Lord, a genuine sacrifice, Lord.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
that would burn and burn, Lord, and,
yes,
burn, Lord, and,
yes,
ever living,
yes,
fire,
Lord,
Lord Saviour, of Lord,
yes,
Saviour,
Lord.
Lord, in thine presence, Lord Saviour,
so
God,
much.
We ask your grace, Lord,
amen,
Saviour, we ask your mercy, Lord Saviour, God,
amen,
for Lord, when we come, Lord Saviour, to living the life, Lord, Lord, as Lord Saviour's ministered, Lord, Father, service by service, Lord, over the pulpit, Lord, Lord,
amen,
that life that is completely dead, Lord,
amen,
Lord, then, Lord Saviour, we would say like Paul, Lord, it's not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, Lord,
yes,
Saviour,
Lord.
Then, Lord Saviour, Lord, people will say, Lord, they don't see me, Lord, but they see you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord,
sir.
Saviour, dwelling amidst me, Lord Saviour.
Amen.
Then when you are dwelling amidst us, Lord, Lord, Father, then we can, Lord Saviour, be one, Lord Saviour.
Yes,
then we,
Lord,
can sincerely be one, Lord Saviour. It's no more us, Lord, trying to, Lord Saviour, put the pieces together.
Yes,
for, Lord, we are failures, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, it's you, Lord Saviour,
yes,
putting,
Lord,
the pieces together, Lord,
yes,
Saviour.
Lord.
You, Lord Saviour, taking the people, Lord Saviour.
Amen.
Lord, Father, from various parts of the world,
yes,
Lord, and making them one, Lord, Savior,
amen,
God. Lord, Father, Lord, it's a skeptical, Lord. Lord, it's just, Lord, Father, an amazing thing, Lord,
yes,
when you put your hand, Lord, Father, upon our lives, Lord, Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Help us, Lord, Savior, that we would die, Lord, Savior. Lord, we'd completely die, Lord,
yes,
to ourselves, Lord. Lord, we'd die, Lord, Savior,
amen,
Lord, to that old sin-cursed nature.
Yes.
Lord, we'd completely, Lord, surrender all unto thee, Lord,
yes,
Savior, God.
Lord.
Lord, surrender all on the altar, Lord,
yes,
Saviour.
Lord, yes,
give us now thine grace, even as we,
amen,
part, for,
yes,
knowing in thee, Lord, Saviour, that if we die, Lord, even as parents, Lord, then,
amen,
our children have hope, Lord, Saviour. But, Lord, if we, Lord, Saviour, hold back, Lord, Lord, and we yield, Lord, Saviour,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
our children have no, Lord, Saviour, favour in thine sight, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, Saviour, that slip out of here, Lord.
Amen.
Father, so fast, Lord, Saviour.
Amen.
Lord, that be consumed, Lord, by this world, Lord, Saviour,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Let us not be a selfish people, Lord.
Yes.
But let us be like David. When,
amen,
David sincerely said, Lord, I'd rather be a doorman in thine house, Lord,
amen,
than to dwell, Lord, even in the house of, Lord, Saviour, unbelievers, Lord.
Amen.
Bless us, we pray. We remember, Lord Saviour, Lord, the many that not be here, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you know their situations, Lord.
Amen.
We ask that you would undertake for them, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
we pray for our sister Sharon, Lord.
Amen.
You know her situation, Lord,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, Lord, God, maybe, Lord. Father, Lord, I could have said, Lord, Lord, or done a wrong thing, Lord.
Amen.
But let it not be, Lord Saviour. Lord, Father, like that, Lord. But let us live a life, Lord.
Amen.
That you would project, Lord, your perfect light, Lord, through our,
yes,
lives, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that all they would see is a perfect projection of Jesus Christ, even in me, Lord Saviour.
Amen.
I ask your grace, Lord,
yes,
today.
Lord.
Help us, Father.
Amen.
Lord, that we put away all foolish things,
yes,
all
Lord,
childish things, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, and surrender, Lord, sacrificially, Lord, for your kingdom, Lord Saviour, God. For it's all,
yes,
about you, Lord Saviour. It's not about us, Lord Saviour.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus Christ,
yes,
Lord. Help,
yes,
us, Father. Lord,
amen,
that we be a people, Lord Saviour. Lord, living, Lord Saviour.
Amen.
Gladly after these things, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For when we,
yes,
get,
Lord,
to that,
yes,
point,
Lord,
Lord, that be nothing that we would lack, Lord. Whatever we,
amen,
want, Lord, we would get, Lord Saviour, God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we'd be a people, Lord Saviour.
Amen.
So given unto thee, Lord Saviour, God. But give us that we surrender, Lord. That we die Amen. Completely, Lord. Yes, Father, Lord. To our selfish natures, Lord, and selfish lives, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, I don't want anything, Lord, but I just want more of Thee, O God.
Amen.
I just
yes,
want
Lord.
To hear, Lord, about the burnt offering,
Hallelujah.
Lord, Savior.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
I want to be a burnt offering,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
Lord.
Help us, Savior,
Never
we pray.
So
Guide us as we part. Shepherd us as we go now, Father.
Amen.
And help us, Savior,
yes,
that
Lord.
In our homes and in
yes,
our lives, Lord,
yes,
we be a burnt offering,
Amen.
Lord God.
Yes,
Give
Lord.
Us your grace, Savior.
Yes,
Give us your mercy, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Whilst your spirit would put us like this, Lord,
Amen.
Let us not play,
yes,
Lord. Let us not,
yes,
Lord, Savior, compromise, Lord.
Amen.
But let us strive, Lord,
yes.
for the unity of
Hallelujah.
Your kingdom, Lord,
yes,
Savior.
Lord. Yes,
for Lord, thine coming, Lord.
Amen.
What is at hand, Lord, Savior?
Amen.
The desire to be found, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Wanting and being faithful,
Amen.
Lord. Father,
yes.
to your will and your word.
Hallelujah.
That is why our Amen. Children are tormented, Lord,
yes, Lord.
In our midst, Lord.
Amen.
Because of our selfish natures, Lord.
Oh.
Lord, we are holding back, Lord. And what are we holding back, Lord?
Yes,
we are
Lord.
Just holding back, Lord. Not a sinful nature, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Bind and break it, Lord.
Amen.
In thy
yes,
name,
Lord,
Savior.
Yes, Lord.
We don't want, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
Lord, that Nicolaitan spirit,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
That evil spirit amidst us, oh
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Be with us, Lord, Father, we ask,
yes.
oh God. And give
Amen.
Us, Lord,
Amen.
Let
Amen.
We be a people who yes. surrender, Lord, Savior, Amen. To your will. We be a people, Lord, who surrender, Lord,
yes,
Savior.
Lord.
Lord, Father, to your ways, oh God.
Amen.
Let us come back, Lord. Father, in our next service, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Wednesday with such gladness, Lord.
Amen.
Lord,
yes,
in such
Lord.
Happiness and excitement,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes,
Lord, before the doors would open, Lord.
Amen.
We'd be waiting out there, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes,
to
Lord.
Enter
Lord.
Even into your
Hallelujah,
house, oh God.
Lord.
Lord, as the song says,
so
we'd enter in your house, Lord, with
Hallelujah,
praise
yes,
and
Lord.
Thanksgiving, Lord.
Let
we'd enter with
so,
love.
Lord.
We'd enter with joy. We'd enter with happiness, oh God. Give us grace, Lord. Let us be a people, Lord. Father, that when the world would see us, Lord. Father, they know that these people know they are God.
Amen.
These people work exploits,
yes,
oh God.
Lord,
give
yes,
us grace, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we don't want people, Lord,
yes,
Lord, to see us, Lord. We don't want to boast
Amen.
In any way.
Amen.
But we want to boast in you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You be glorified, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Be with us, oh God. And help
Hallelujah.
Us to keep this day holy, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, to keep our lives sanctified.
Amen.
Lord, to live
yes.
a life, Lord. For Lord, we believe, Lord,
Amen.
That you have many people, Lord,
yes,
Savior.
Lord, yes,
Father,
Lord.
In all these places, Lord, that
Amen.
Need salvation.
Yes.
But who will be Jesus?
Be
who will take, Lord Jesus, to these people?
Amen.
Father, Lord, if all
yes, Lord.
My mind is on, Lord,
Amen.
It's myself, Lord God.
Amen.
We ask your grace, Lord.
Yes,
you be glorified, Lord.
Lord.
And
yes,
help
Lord.
Us that we
yes,
die, Lord.
Lord.
Let me die to these natures,
amen.
Oh God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask your grace, Lord.
Yes.
You be with us now. You keep
amen,
us now,
amen,
Father.
Amen,
and you
yes,
pardon us where we fail thee, oh God.
Amen.
Where, Lord, Savior, we sit, yes, Lord, with stubborn and hard hearts, Lord.
Amen.
In your pew, Lord.
Amen.
Let us lay aside that, Lord.
Yes,
but let
Lord.
Us come in here, Lord. And let us
yes,
rally
Lord.
Around, Lord. Father,
Hallelujah.
This word, Lord.
Yes,
for, Lord.
Lord,
it's your word, Lord.
Amen.
And we want to do your word, Lord,
amen.
Savior.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Us now. Keep us
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord, we ask. And grant yes, us grace, Lord.
So.
Father, until we meet again.
Amen.
Lord, we don't know if we meet again.
Amen.
But Lord, when we meet in here, Lord,
please,
we
Lord.
Want to come so fired up, Lord.
Amen.
We want to come
Hallelujah.
With such life and such
yes,
life.
Lord.
Give us grace now and
please,
bless
Lord.
Us as we part.
Amen.
You know the needs that we all have.
Please,
Lord.
Lord.
But the greatest need that we can have today, Lord, is a surrendered life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us now as we part.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask and commit all things before thee.
Amen.
In your blessed
Amen.
Name.
Amen. 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 Let's just sing that chorus. I bless your name, Raju. Amen, amen.
I bless your name. I bless your name.
Oh,
I give you honor.
I give you praise. You are the Lord.
The truth, the way.
The truth and the way.
I bless your name.
Oh,
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Oh,
I bless your name.
Hallelujah. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light.
The truth, the way.
The truth and the way.
I bless your name.
Glory, I give. I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name. Hallelujah.
I bless your name. Amen, saints. Amen. Just to say, this week, saints, Wednesday night prayer meeting, Brother Maxwell. Brother Francois, let's be in prayer. Brother Francois is going to come preach again. So we're really glad about that. Let's keep him in prayer. So he'll be coming, if you wouldn't mind, to take Friday service, Brother Francois. Yeah. And then Brother Maxwell will do Sunday, if that's okay, brother. So please really remember us while we're away as well. For next weekend, being with the brothers there. May the Lord help us. And let's pray for the people that aren't here. Pray for Denzel as well. Whatever the needs that the saints have, we do really appreciate. Let's just bow our heads once more. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you that we're able to come and bring ourselves in your presence, Lord. May you grant traveling mercies to your people now. Bless each and every one as we go. May you watch over our young people, watch over our children. You see every need. Father, may you thunder upon that enemy, Lord, we'd ask. Again, glory unto yourself. Bless these meetings coming up before us. Help us in the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints.
It's an answer. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's an answer.
Is that okay, bro? I thought it's better. Let Brother Max do it and sing.
Hallelujah is an answering. Oh, hallelujah is an answering. He answers all my needs when I pray. In Jesus' name and by faith, answer came, hallelujah, is an answer, hallelujah, hallelujah, is an answer, God, hallelujah. In my faith, answer King, hallelujah, he's an answer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he's an answer. Oh, hallelujah, he's an answer. He answers all my prayer when I pray. In Jesus' name, in my faith, answer came. Hallelujah, he's an answering.